The Mishnah on Pe'vav on the base quote Reb Yudah's opinion that Suma Shebi'esh is Potter from Peng Boshes. And the Gemara had three versions of what Reb Yudah said. The first version was that Reb Yudah Potter's the Suma from Nisa, from Malkus, from Golas, and from Boshes, Hatzadu Shalosh Abraham, that all of these are Onshe. He pointed out there's a problematic Rambam, that the Rambam counts in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the Mishnah Torah. He writes in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos that the two different mitzvahs, one mitzvah not to do melacha b'Shabbos, and one mitzvah, lo sevar reish b'chol ma shoseichem b'yom Shabbos. Lo sevar reish, havar is one of the lamed tesavos melacha. So why does he count that as a separate issa? So the Magen Avraham points out, no, the Rambam himself points out, you don't need a Magen Avraham. The Rambam points out, shalola bezdin is not permitted to be manish b'Shabbos. The Gemara says that I would have thought, based on a Kal V'chaim, that it's mutter for the Bezin to administer Mises Bezin to Shabbos, that the mitzvah of Mises Bezin is so important that it should be derech Shabbos. So Kamash Malan this pasuk, Lo Sevar Reish B'chol Ma Shoseichem, Ma Shoseichem has the connotation of Moshe Bezin, when the Bezin convenes. So that even b'makam mitzvahs, Mises Bezin, you're not permitted to be Mechal Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham, yes, the Kash on the Rambam, that's a havamina. I would have thought that Mrs. Bezin is Decha Shabbos. Mashman of the pasuk that it's not. So it was not Decha Shabbos. So it's Vaikta. So it's included in Losasa Komalocha. So why does the Rambam count it as a separate loises? That's Magen Avraham's kasha. So the Avnei Nezer, many Achronim write, and Rav Mendel Kasha has a whole Arichas on this. He quotes all Achronim and say like this. They write, no, the Rambam means to say that this is a separate lav, not to be manish b'Shabbos, even if the onish doesn't involve Amalacha. Let's say not to put someone in Chayram on Shabbos. To put someone in Chayram is certainly an onish. So could well be, according to the Rambam, that would be an Issa D'Oraisa, not to put someone in Chayram. So could be over here, the Bezdin will force someone to pay boshes. So the first version of Rabbi Yudah is V'chein Hay Rabbi Yudah Pater, we call Onshim Shabbat Torah. That Misa and Golus and Malkus and boshes, Atzad HaShav Shebehem is, that they're all Onshim. So it could well be that this would be an Isur Shalola Hanish B'Shabbos. If Bezdin would force a person to pay the Boshes on Shabbos, that would be an Isur Deraisa. It could be that this Lois of Aresh only goes on an Onish Aguf. Could be it doesn't go on an Onish Mammon. But it's possible that it even goes on an Onish Mammon as well. Rav Soloveitchik, I remember, said he's not sure whether that Lav in the Rambam would apply if Bezdin would force a person to pay Knas on Shabbos. Chor Knas is an Onish. But it wasn't sure. Maybe since it's not an Onish Aguf, maybe it's only an Onish Mam. Maybe it's not covered with their love. So that was the first version of Rabbi Yudah. Second version of Rabbi Yudah, B'chein or Rabbi Yudah Potrim, we call Dinim Shabbat Torah. Suma never has to pay anything. Even Nezik Tzai Ripui Shebes, not only Boshes, because Boshes is an Onish, even Otamah Mazik, that's not an Onish. You don't have to have violated an Aver in order to be Chayim Mitam Otamah Mazik. It's a chiyuv tashlum. Rabbi Yudah says that you're potter from that as well. Would Rabbi Yudah say that a sumah who borrowed money is potter? Highly questionable. Sumah who borrowed money, he goes shopping in the store, he buys on credit, that he doesn't have to make good later on. That's a his chayvus midas. There are two different types of chiyuv imamim. There's a milvah haksiv abater and a milvah shenik siv abater. So Rabbi Yudah means to say, whenever the Torah imposes a chiyuv upon a person, so the sumah is not chayv to pay that din imamim. Chayvel, mazik, that kind of thing. But if it's a chiyuv, his chayvus midas, like a halva, like the mea mekach, he went shopping, of course, luchari, yes, he do have to pay. He does have to pay. The suma is a bardas. So if he borrows the money, mistami has to pay back the money. Then the third version is the most famous. All the three versions of Rabbi Yudah, the third brisa is the most famous. Rabbi Yudah holds that a suma is part of mikolah mitzvahs. That's a shaila from all the 613 mitzvahs. Or does he only mean to say he's part of from the mitzvahs aseh? Maybe he's muzah not to violate the law says. So Rabbi Kiveger on Yeredeya, in the Chidushim on the side of the Yeredeya, Rabbi Kiveger raises this question. Did Rabbi Yudah mean to say that a sumah is potter mikola mitzvahs all the tariyah mitzvahs? Or he only means to say that he's potter from the mitzvahs aseh, but the mitzvahs law says he is muzah to not to violate. Tosis wrote a loshen and we weren't sure what they meant. That's what Rabbi Kiveger points out. Tosis writes a loshen that women are not mechuyev in mitzvah saseh shazman groma, even midirabbanan. That's an often a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara said, "Beferish in Brachas, the women are potter for mitzvah saseh shazman groma, even midirabbanan." But a summa, if you say the summa is potter mikol mitzvah, so then Tosis is leaning to say the mistaber that mid the rabbanon they would be mechayvim, that he shouldn't look like a nochri. So Tosis says, so why weren't they mechayv the isha? So it says the women, even if the potter from mitzvah says the shazman gram, they won't look like nochri. They're fulfilling other mitzvahs, but the summa will look like a goy gomer unless we mid the rabbanon require of him to keep mitzvah. So why will the summa look like a goy gomer? So if he say he does not to keep Shabbos, Kashrus, and Taras HaMishpacha, nothing with nothing, so then it'll look like a goy gomer. If he say that the Summa is chayv to observe the loises, like Rabbi Geveger suggests, he's in doubt about that. So why would it look like a goy gomer? The answer is because he doesn't fulfill any mitzvahs asay. That's why he's not even any mitzvahs asay. So women, at least they do mitzvahs asay shalei hazman gram. Mitzvah saseh shazma grama that potter, but the other mitzvah saseh shalazma grama they are mechuyiv to do. And the Summa doesn't even have them any mitzvah saseh. So those are the two ways to read the Tosfos. There are Moshe Feinstein has in a Shailos Tshuvos, it's not really a tshuva halacha l'maisa, a discussion, a correspondence, I think it was with Rabbi Shapansky Zuchan al-Rahman, who used to be the editor of the Ora Mizra. So he has a correspondence with him on the assumption that the Summa is potter, mikol mitzvahs, even mitzvahs leiseh. What about the Sheva Mitzvahs ben Erach? He's permitted to go around and kill people. He's permitted to violate Gilei Arayis. That's not the basic fundamental Sheva Mitzvahs ben Erach. So the Pashta says that these Psukim in the Chumash only exclude the Summa from the Torah Mitzvahs, from the Taryag Mitzvahs on Torah, but from the Sheva Mitzvahs ben Erach. So it's not Mustafa to say that he's Potter from that as well. So probably he would be Mechuyif. Tosis is bothered with a problem. There is a Mishnah Megillah where the Mishnah quotes a Machloikis Satanoin about the Summa serving as the Shliach Tzibur. Now, Bizman HaGemara, the Summa, the Shliach Tzibur, they had the practice the same as they have in by the Sfardim. The Chazan says all the brachas out loud, and the Tzibur doesn't say the brachas. The Tzibur is Yotze with the brachas of the Chazan. So the Chazan recites the Birchas Kriya Shema and the Tzibur is Yotze. The Yerushalmi says, the Ran in the end of Rosh Hashanah quotes the Yerushalmi that the Chazan cannot be Motze the Tzibur with the Kriya Shema. It can only be Motze the Tzibur with Brachas, with Kiddush Abdullah, other things. But the Kriya Shema, you don't say Shemei Koyin. The Vilna Gaon says that Minatari say Shemei Koyin on everything. The Yerushalmi has three exceptions to the rule that davening, you don't say Shemei Koyin if you have a personal need. Someone is a chayla b'sach beisa, someone needs a parnas, someone needs a shidduch, someone needs children, whatever they need, so let them ask on their own. Why should they have the chazan say, why should they have someone else say the tefillah and they should be yotze with shmei koyne? If it's your need, so you should ask on your own. But for davening, you don't say shmei koyne. For kriya shma, it's not right to rely on shmei koyne. Kabbalah samach shmaim, you should strain yourself to say it yourself. You shouldn't rely on the other guy's kabbalah samach. Al mach shmaim, and I say, amen, maski, me too. You should say it yourself, not just me too. And the third is eating food. If you eat the food, if you ask him to eat the food, so he'll say the bracha. You're eating the food yourself. You didn't make him a shliach to eat the food for you. So it's not right. You should rely on his bracha. You should say the bracha before and the bracha after on your own. We do it all the time. One says, I'm Motzi Lech Min Oitz, and everybody's Yotzi on Shabbos and Yontif. So it's not a different Shabbos and Yontif in the weekdays. It's the same din. The din only applies if the whole group is eating together. The Mishnah says, if Hesebu, Echad Mavarach Mekur, the Mishnah brachas, only if Hesebu, if they had Hesebu, then it's considered as if the whole Chabur is eating together, so the whole Chabur only needs one Hamoitzi. It's not that I'm Moitzi, the others with my Hamoitzi, and they're Yotze with Shemei Koyin. You don't need Shemei Koyin over here. It's totally different. The part is that Kach Tikna Chachamim, Mother Pichasanen, we're instituted by the Chachamim. But it said, if you have Hesebu, Abizman Hazen, nobody eats Hesebu. The Tosfos says Yeshiva Didan can Hesebe the two. By us, if you're sitting down at the same table, it's the equivalent of Hesebe Bizman HaMishnah. A lot of times, let's say the Balabai says Amoitzi, and his wife and his children are the guests. They're walking in. They're walking in from the kitchen. They didn't sit down yet. So the dinner is they're not Yotze with the Amoitzi. You're only Yotze with Amoitzi of someone else if everybody's sitting together. In a Chabur, Bizman HaTanaim, it was required that they should have Hesebe. And in Manazet's required that you have to have Yeshiva Didan, Kehesebe Didu. And regarding Birchas HaMazon afterwards, also like that, because Mana Gemara, the practice used to be that the one of Bench Mezuman would recite the whole Birchas HaMazon out loud, and the others wouldn't say anything. They would just say Amen. They would listen and say Amen. That's the original form of benching mezuzah. So the Mishnah Berurah and other posts can point out. So Rashi gave a whole yahrzeit rush on this. He showed that that's what they're pointing out. But you may miss it on if you read it on your own, but he pointed out that that's what they seem to be saying. That when you bench mezuzah, it's not based on Shemei Koina. That we're paying attention to his bracha, so we're yaitzin. No, it's a different din. The Chabura offered one Birchas HaMazon. Birchas HaMazon by Chabura. It could be that it's a din deraisi, because the Gemara learns it out from Pesukim. So the principle, the Ran says in the end of Masech HaShabbos, that you don't say Shemei Koina. The Ran says in the end of Rosh Hashanah. Towards the end of Rosh Hashanah, the Ran and the Rif quotes Yerushalmi, that there are three exceptions to the rule, where you don't permit Shemei Koina by Kriyashma. You should be mekabel on your own. By tefillah, if you have a tzorech, you should ask on your own. And the third is when it comes to brachas before and after eating. If you're eating yourself, so you should say the brachas yourself. And we have the exception to the rule. If hesebu, or shlosh shochel kachas, that's a special din, then the whole chabura is only mechuyev to offer one hamoitzi. The whole chabura is only obligated to offer one birchas hamoitzi. So the Vilna Gaon, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Vilna Gaon that din, that there are three exceptions to the rule, but we don't allow Shemei Koina, that's only with the Rabbanon. In Atara, the din is the same by all mitzvahs. And that's why if you have a big Shas Hadchak, so the Gemara says you revert back to the din deraisa, right? And you permit Shemei Koina even on these three cases as well. So the Svardim have a practice, that was the practice, is Mana Mishnah, that was the practice from Shorim Kadmanias. That the Chazan gets up and he says Birchas Kriya Shema out loud, and the Tzibah doesn't say a word, they just say Omein, the Yotzeh v'Shemei Koinah, but the three parshas of Shema, they say on their own. Why did they say on their own? Because you don't say Shemei Koinah on Kriya Shema. Some European kehilas have a minig that the third parsha of Shema, the rabbi says out loud. Not just Hashem Elokechem Hamelech, says the whole parasha out loud. So it's very mysterious what that comes from. What's the source of that? So some have suggested that maybe this is the source. That the first two parashas of Shema are recited because of Kriya Shema. So that's not right. Kabbalah on Machash Shemaim and Kabbalah on Mitzvah should be recited on your own. That's the Yerushalmi. That's an exception to the rule. But the third parasha of Shema has nothing to do with Kabbalah Samach Shema. That's the mitzvah of Zechiris and Tzias Mitzrayim. So there you can already revert back to the din of Shemei Koina. So the Chazan can say, or the rabbi can say, the third parasha, Mimotzid Itzibu with Shemei Koina. So something that's the background of that minig. That the rabbi says the whole parasha out loud, whoever does know how to say can be Yotzid with Shemei Koina. So getting back again. So the Mishnah Megillah records this practice. The Chazan says the Bichos Kriya Shema out loud. And the Tzibur is Yaitzeh with Shemei Koina. So the Chazan has to be Mechuyi B'dover, because the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, at the end of the third Perek, Nisheni Mechuyi B'dover, and Emotzi HaSarabim M'dei Chai Vosem. A woman is not Mechuyi V'Nitkiya Shofar, so even if she's the best Baal Tekeh in the whole community, she can't blow Shofar. She can blow Shofar for herself, or for other women, but she can't blow Shofar to be Motzi men, because the men are Mechuyi B'Natar, the women are not Mechuyi B'Natar. Nisheni Mechuyi B'dover, and Emotzi HaSarabim M'dei Chai Vosem. I remember many years ago, a woman learned this. A woman was in Eretz Yisrael, and she learned this din, and she was so distraught over this din. She called me up long distance from Eretz Yisrael to America, pouring her heart out for an hour and a half, long distance. How can that be, Rabbi? How can that be? But the women are just as legitimate as the men. Why do the rabbis look down on the women? I don't understand. But would have been the reverse. Would have been this, if the women would have been mechuyev and kiyoshev, the men would have been pater. But it said the same thing that the man can't be, might say the women. I don't know what. She doesn't know that she's pata from Tkir. She knew that. Somehow that didn't bother her. That she's pata from Tkir. That didn't bother her. It bothered her why the women can't be, might say the men. So she was crying on the telephone for an hour and a half. I don't know. So the Mishnah has the Chazan, who's going to be might say the tzibah with the Birchas Kriya Shema, that's based on Shemei Koina. So the Chazan has to be Mechuyev B'dov. So it's self-understood. The Mishnah, it's not self-understood. The Mishnah spells it out. If you can't figure it out on your own, you cannot have a Cherush HaYotav HaKotten be the Baal Tefillah, because the Cherush HaYotav HaKotten La B'nei Das, La B'nei Chiyuvah, so they can't be Motzi HaSarab, M'dei Chai Vosem. What about a Summa? Can a Summa serve as the Chazan? No problem. The Summa can serve as the Chazan. It's only a Machlokes HaTanaim, Rabbi Yehuda Nachachamim. What about a Summa Shalorom Yoris B'yomah? He was born blind. He never had the pleasure of enjoying sunlight. Is he mechayiv to say yoytzah hamaris? He praises the Ribbono Shel Olam for creating the sun. It's like saying hamoytzi and you don't have any bread. So he's praising the Ribbono Shel Olam for giving us the sunlight. If he never had the pleasure of the sun, so if he was once able to see and he enjoyed the pleasure of the sunlight, now he became blind. All the Tanaim agree that he can serve as the Bal Tefillah, v'imotzi the tzibur, and all the Bichos Kriyat Shema. But if it was Lairoa Mi'oris Mi'amav, he would never had any eyesight, and he never had pleasure from the sun. Rabbi Yehuda says they can't serve as the Shliach Tzibur. And the Rabbanan disagree. According to the Rabbanan, it doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara explains, the Suma has Hanoah from the fact that the sun is shining, that other people can see due to the sunlight, and they'll take care of him. Because they can see, so they'll take care of his needs as well. So Tosis is bothered with Akasha, Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah quotes the name Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the same Tana over here, Rabbi Yehuda. So the most famous of the three versions of Rabbi Yehuda is the third version of Rabbi Yehuda. Chein ha Rabbi Yehuda patur mikol mitzvos hamuris batar. Rabbi Yehuda patur from all the mitzvos. So the Suma is patur from all the mitzvos on the level of the Raisa. The stomach called the Tikkun Rabbanan came the Raisa Tikkun. What is patur from the mitzvos the Raisa? But he's chayv in the mitzvos with the Rabbanan. He's patur on the level of the Raisa. He's patur from the mitzvos the Rabbanan as well. So the Suma is down. Even if he was raw mioris miyamav, even if he was able to see and he lost his eyesight later, why did Rabbi Yehuda agree with the Rabbanan over there that for sure he can serve as the Baal Tefillah to Mimotzi Yisra'am Dechavoson, even if he became Suma later in life and he personally did enjoy the sunlight, Asuma's Pata Mikal HaMitzvah, so he's like a Cherishat HaKotten. How can he serve as the Shliach Tzibah to Mimotzi Yisra'am Dechavoson? That's Tosis Kashin. That's Tosis Kashin. Tosis says the Rishalmi has a teretz on the Kashin. Shalmi translates the words in the Mishnah, Mishalara, Mioras Miyamav, doesn't mean that he was blind. It's not talking about a blind person. It means a person is in prison. They put him in a dungeon. And so Lara Mioras Miyamav means he was born in a prison. His parents were in prison. He was born in a prison. He sees with candlelight. He's able to see. He's not a Suma, but he never had pleasure from the sun. That's a severe case. A caveman. He's born in a cave, he lived in a cave his whole lifetime, and he's able to see, he's not blind. But La Miyamav, he never had pleasure from the sunlight. So that's a strange pshat. Taisa says the Bavli does not seem to agree. Because the Bavli asks the question, why did the Chacham disagree with Rabbi Yehuda? After all, the man doesn't get any pleasure from the sunlight. So the Bavli says, but the man walking at night, the blind man walking at night with the candle, so you see, talking about a blind person. You're not talking about a person who's able to see. He has eyesight, but he's just, he lives in a cave, or he's in a dungeon, or something like that. So that's Tosis' problem. How can the Suma, what's the whole discussion in the Mishnah? How can a Suma serve as a Shliach Tzibur? And let's say the Mishnah goes with the first two versions of Rabbi Yehuda. But the most famous is the third version of Rabbi Yehuda. Ein ha Rabbi Yehuda patur mikol mitzvos hamuris batur. Rabbi Yehuda holds the reason why it became so famous is because Rabbi Yosef was the Sagi Nor. He says, I'm going to throw a party. Abidniya Metovah the Rabbanan, if they'll establish a din is like Rabbi Yehuda, and then he backs out, no, if the din is not like Rabbi Yehuda. So that made that third version of Rabbi Yehuda the most famous. So that's Tosis Kasha. How can the Mishnah record the Rabbi Yehuda holds? That a Suma who was able to see at one time, and then he lost his eyesight later in life, is obligated to recite all the Brichas Krishma, including Yotzah HaMoiris, and therefore he is able to serve as the Shliach Tzibur to Mimotzi Achim Adechei Vosam, Asuma is part of Mikol HaMitzvos. So that's what leads Tosis to believe that Mistama the Suma is Chayim Mide Rabbanan. They say, Asvarad, not the same as Isha, the Isha looks Jewish, the Suma is going to look like a guy, he won't observe any mitzvahs. So then Tosis says to Kasha, but wait a minute, true, he's Mechuyim Mide Rabbanan, and the others are only Mechuyim Mide Rabbanan. If I'm Mechuyim and Atar, you're Mechuyim and the Rabbanon, and a certain mitzvah, see, you can't be Moitzi me. But both Mechuyim on the same level of Chiyim, so Mechuyim B'dabba can be Moitzi Acher Medechai Vosim. So not Tosis, yes, but Tosis has a klal. Tosis has a shtikal Torah. They allude to it. There's a Mishnah in Megillah that records a Machloikis HaTanoim. Happens to be the same two Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda and HaChamim. Usually if it's Rabbi Yehuda and HaChamim, the Bar Pluk the Rabbi Yehuda is usually Rabbi Meir. He's usually the HaChamim. So the Mishnah records, happens to be the same Tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda and HaChamim argue, can a katan serve as the Baal Korei to lane Mikra Megillah? A katan gets an aliyah, he can lane Kriyas HaTorah, that's a Mishnah Megillah. That says that he can. Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos, that is okay. But can cut the service of the Baal Kari to be Mitzi Yitzibu with Mikra Megillah? So Taisa doesn't understand what's the issue. What kind of a cotton are we talking about? If he's a cotton, Shaloi Higi Elachinoch, so he's not Bechui Bedover. How can Rabbi Yudah say that the cotton Kalayna Megillah to be Mitzi Yavzer? Rabbi Yudah says, I swear, I remember I was a child before Bar Mitzvah and I read the Megillah in Rab Tarfon's shul. And the whole Tzibah was Yitzibu with my Mikra Megillah. And Rav Tarfon didn't say anything. Rav Tarfon is also Yotzei Ma'at Mikra Megillah. And the Chachamim say he's having hallucinations, he must have forgotten. It can't be. They don't accept his testimony. They don't accept the testimony of a Kotel. He's telling us what happened when he was before Bar Mitzvah. Now he's 45 years old. He's telling us what happened 35 years ago. So we don't believe what he said. So Tosfos asks the question, what kind of a Kotel are we talking about? If he's a Kotel, Shehigi Alechinuch, so he's mechuyim in the Rabbanon. The others are mechuyim in the Rabbanon also. So why did the Rabbanon disagree with their view? Everyone should agree that a cotton can be mitzvah l'gdol. They're both mechuyim on the same level with the Rabbanon. Elamai will say, the cotton that we're talking about in the machloikis is a cotton shaloi higi l'chino. So my time with the Rabbanon, if lo higi l'chino, how can it be mitzvah the Rabbanon? He's not mechuyim even in the Rabbanon. How can he mitzvah the Rabbanon in the Chavosim? So Tosfos is not sure. So the main two opinions in Shulchan Aruch, what the pshat in the Mishnah is. So the main sheet in Tosfos is the Yoilim are talking about a cotton shehigi l'chinuch, and the cotton is mechuyim in the Rabbanon, and that's the reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds that he can be mitzi yaser ab midechay vasam. He's mechuyim in the Rabbanon, they're mechuyim in the Rabbanon, same level of chiyah can be mitzi them, and we don't pass them like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass on a cotton shehigi l'chinuch cannot be mitzi the others, but the mikra megillah. The reason why is because the cotton is only mechuyim mitam trei the Rabbanon, and the others are achad the Rabbanon, and a chiyuv in a mitzvah that's only based on a combination of two dinim derabbanon, that trade derabbanon is on a lower level than a chad derabbanon. That's how Tosfos says. We have such a dugma in another area, by yisurim. Here we're talking about mitzvahs. You have such a thing by yisurim. If you have an iser that's only based on a combination of two yisurim derabbanon, that's a lower level iser than a chad derabbanon. Where do we have that? Amir Liyakum, most of the Rishonim assume Amir Liyakum on Shabbos is also the Rabbanon. We would not permit Amir Liyakum with Makom any mitzvah. We don't even permit Amir Liyakum with Makom mitzvah as Milo. We don't permit Amir Liyakum with Makom mitzvah. The Ramon Shulchan Aruch quotes the Baluitu who disagreed. Baluitu holds that you matir Amir Liyakum in any situation of Makom mitzvah. We had the Tosfos Pei Amid Beis going over to Pei Aleph Amid Aleph, so we discussed it at length at that time. So we assume Amir Liyakum is not mutar b'makom mitzvah. But if it's a shvuz, the shvuz b'makom mitzvah, Amir Liyakum to violate a din d'rabbanon, so that's a double d'rabbanon. So shvuz, the shvuz b'makom mitzvah is mutar. And the shvuz b'makom mitzvah, Rov HaPoskim say, Ruba the Ruba of the Achraim say, it doesn't have to be that one of them is Amir Liyakum ananisa d'rabbanon. Even if there's no akum at all, I'm going to do some activity that's only prohibited based on a combination of two yisurim d'rabbanon. It's also called the shvuz de shvuz. The shvuz de shvuz b'makom mitzvah is mutter. One shvuz is also b'makom mitzvah. But if you have a shvuz de shvuz, it's usually also. But b'makom mitzvah is mutter. So you see clearly the way we assume la halacha that a trei de rabbanon is weaker than a chad de rabbanon. Trei de rabbanon and the level of isurim is a lower level is, and trei de rabbanon, the level of mitzvah is a lower level chiyuv mitzvah. So that's what Tosfos says. The reason why we assume la halacha against Rabbi Yudah. By the cotton, the Rabbi Yudah says, cotton hayisi v'karasi b'fnei Rab Tarfon, all the tanoim v'yaitzi v'mayim mikram gil, we don't accept him. So we pass on a cotton shehigil l'china cannot be motzi acher v'derech haivasam, because the cotton schiv is only trei d'rabbanon, and the gdolim is achad d'rabbanon, and he can't be motzi them. So Tosfos says, so it shows that what we said is wrong. Everyone is b'chiv to say, b'chas yetzirar v'arachar shechir sa, b'chas ha-shachar, it's not Bichas HaShachar, Bichas Kriyashman Shal Shachris. Yetzirah is Bichas Kriyashman Shal Shachris. And the Summa is only Mechuyah based on a combination of two Dirabbanans. One Din Dirabbanan, the Mechayah the Summa and all the mitzvahs, the other Din Dirabbanan, that there exists an obligation to recite Bichas Yetzirah. So the Summa is only Mechuyah Mitam Trei Dirabbanan. The rest of the Tzib is Mechuyah Mitam Chad Dirabbanan. So how can he be Mitzi them? Shouldn't it be the same as the other Mishnah, which is also Megillah? That we assume la halacha that one is only mechuyav trei derabbanan cannot be mitzi achad derabbanan. Yeah, that's Tosfos' kasha. So Tosfos says they think there's a difference between a cotton and a sumah. What's the difference exactly between a katan and a suma? So the pasha pshat in Taisus is, this is very questionable, the pasha pshat in Taisus is that there is a major dispute among the Rishayim, the Ramban, Mahamas, and Brochus talks about this. It depends on two girsas in the Gemara. That's the whole story. It depends on two girsas. When the Chachamim introduce Achiv Chinuch Midirabanon, so what does that mean? On the level of the Raisa, the Kotan is not Mukhif to Sheikh Lamula, but to Daven. But Midirabanon, we require of the Kotan that he has to Daven, and he has to wear tzitzis, and he has to Sheikh Lamula. The Achiv Chinuch they imposed on the Kotan, or the Achiv Chinuch was never imposed on the Kotan. The Kotan is still a Labar Chiyuv. How can you even invent Midirabanon that it should be Mukhif in mitzvahs? If he's a Labar Chiyuv, you don't get the first base, you don't get anywhere. The pshat is they impose the chiyuv on the parents. The parents should be mechanech the child. If there are no parents around, so there's no din of chinuch. So that's a fundamental machlokes of Rishon. The difference being the two girsas in the Gemara are regarding the following case: if the father and the son both ate a full meal, and they both ate kidei svir, and if the son would have been bar mitzvah, the father and the son would have both been obligated to recite birchas hamazon min hatorah. The son is before bar mitzvah. So the son's chiyuv is under the rabbanon, the father's chiyuv is chiyuv to bench min hatorah. So the son, and the father does know how to bench. Even though birchas hamazon, you can't rely on shemei kohenim, but the Gemara says that's only under normal conditions. But if it's a big shas hatchak, one is a seifer and one is a boor. The seifer knows how to bench. Bizman HaGemara, they didn't have any sidur. Bizman HaAmoraim, they didn't have sidur. It was forbidden to write down the tefillos and the brachas, because the brachas and the tefillos were considered a chelik of the Torah Shebaal Peh. They were composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. So, little by little, they were matted to write everything down. So first they wrote down the Mishnayos. That was a question, when were the Mishnayos written down? Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi edited the Mishnayos. Does it mean he edited and he wrote it down, and after he gave out his edition, so everybody was learning Mishnayos from Toch HaKsav, or do you assume no? He edited the Mishnayos how they should be recited Baal Peh, but it wasn't written down till the days of Ravina Rabash. So that issue is a historical issue. That issue depends on the history depends on the history, the facts. That happened to be doesn't help what the Girsois are. There happened to be the two versions of the Geras Rav Shreira Goren. Rav Shreira Goren has a famous letter, which is available in print, where he discusses the Shalshelas Hamasora. So the two girsas, I don't know, Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Svarn, I think, the two versions of what he wrote there in the letter. When did they start learning Mishnayos Mitorech HaKsav? So the more popular, the generally accepted opinion by Rov Achreinim and by Rov of the historians is that it wasn't until the days of Ravina Ravashi that they wrote down the Mishnayos. Even though Rebbe edited the Mishnayos, he edited it how it should be recited Baal Peh, but it wasn't written Mitorech HaKsav until the days of Ravina Ravashi. Then later they wrote down the Gemara also. The Gemara says, Eislas L'Hashem Eferet Terasecha, they're afraid the whole Torah is going to be forgotten. And later in the days of the Gaonim is when they started to write down the Siddur. Siddur Rav Amram Goren. Siddur Rav Amram Goren. The Baal HaMoor writes that when he was growing up as a child, nobody had a Siddur on Rosh Hashanah. So no one knew how to say Malchus HaKohen Shofar. So the Chazan had to memorize all these psukim. So all the other people just said a tefillah of seven brachas. They said the first three, the last three. And then the middle bracha on Rosh Hashanah was something like Vahasienu, an improvisation of Vahasienu. And Kaddish Yisrael Yom HaZikaron, that's all. They didn't know how to say Malchus HaKohen Shofar. We say that for Ma'ariv and Shacharis and Mincha. So they said it for Musaf also, the same thing. They said Musaf. They are roughly the same as Yontif. No one knew how to say. The Chazan's job was that he had to memorize. They had nothing except, so he had to memorize the Malchus HaKohen Shofar. So he was Motzi the whole Tzibur. And then the Baal HaMoor says, when he grew older, then the Gaonim sent the Sidurim, and then that's when the Hetter came that you're permitted to write down, because the Torah, the Nusach HaTfil is going to be forgotten. Also, it's Las L'Hashem Beferet Terasech. So that's when they started writing it down. So that's why they had this practice. Is Maratanaim that the Baal Tefillah would be motzi everybody So getting back again, so the Gemara has a din. If you have two people ate bread, one is a seifer, one is a boor. The seifer is quite a scholar; he knows how to recite Birchas HaMazon by heart. We go to a wedding, a bar mitzvah, we have 5,000 bench halach in the house. But in the days of the Tanaim, they didn't have anything yet. You got to say it all by heart. So the Sefer knew, the scholar knew how to say, and the board didn't know how to say Birchas HaMazon. So what's he going to do? See, if you have a mezuman, so that's an exception to the rule. If you have shlosh shachol kachas, so you bench mezuman. If you have shnayim shachol kachas, so there is no repaskin, there's no mezuman. But if one is a seif and one is a boor, so then you have no choice. So you revert back to the din deraisa that you may rely on shemei kain. In our Torah, you can't say shemei kain even by birchas hamazon. So that's what the Gemara says. If you have a seif or a boor, seif and mevarech, upor yaitze b'berchasa by the bench. But the question is, what if you have a father and a son? And the father is the boor, and the son is the sefer. There's a little boy, the boy's 10 years old. Kid goes to school, goes to yeshiva, he knows how to say Birchas HaMazon. The father was never educated, the father does not know how to say Birchas HaMazon. Can the son recite Birchas HaMazon to be mighty the father? So if they both ate Kidei Svi, they both did not eat Kidei Svi. So if they both ate Kidei Svir, so the father's obligation to bench is Minatur, and the son's obligation to bench is only Midrabanan, so the son cannot be Moitzi the father, because on the level of the rice is not Mechuyivdor. The shaila is, what if the father did not eat Kidei Svir? So the father's chiv to bench is only Midrabanan. And the son, so if the son also didn't eat Kidei Svir, neither the father nor the son had Kidei Svir, they're both in a concentration camp, and they just ate enough to survive, and they're both starving. So then you can argue the point and say the son is a trader Rabbanon, the father is a chadir Rabbanon. Okay. Well, let's say the son did eat Kidei Svir. Son ate Kidei Svir and the father did not eat Kidei Svir. So the father's chiv is on the level of a chadir Rabbanon, the son's chiv is on the level of a chadir Rabbanon. Can the son recite the benching to be made to the father if the situation would be sofer a boor? If the father is the boor and the son is the sofer. Can the son recite benching? So the two girsas in the Gemara. So half of the additions of the Gemara in the Kisvayat. In our Gemara, it says that he can. All the printed editions of the Gemara, now it says that he can. If the son ate Kidei Svir and the father did not have Kidei Svir, so the son is a Chadir Rabban, the father is a Chadir Rabban. So in our Gemara, it says the son can recite the benching to be Motzi the father. And the Rabban points out that many Kisviyah don't have that in the Gemara. What's the issue? So this is the Machlokes. What's the nature of the mitzvah of Chinuch? Did they institute a Chiyuv on the child Midr Rabbanan, that the child before Bar Mitzvah is Mechuyev Midr Rabbanan to recite Birchas HaMazon, or they instituted the obligation on the parents. The parents have a chiyuv to be mechanech their children. But the child, he's not a bar chiyuv, not on the level of the rice, and not on the level of Rabban. So if you should assume like that, the second way, he told me that at one bar mitzvah, they invited Rabbi Yanke Kamenetsky to participate, so he spoke. So he said to the little boy, now we're going to leak out the secret. You will never mechuyev even with Rabbanon. If you didn't, now you're mechuyev min haTorah to keep all the mitzvahs, but all along you weren't even mechuyev the Rabbanan. It was our obligation to see to it that we should train you, but if you didn't want to, strictly speaking, you didn't have to do any mitzvahs. So that's a big machlokes of Rishayim, whether that's the correct pshat or not. So if one should assume that the chiyuv chinuch is not a chiyuv that's mutal on the child, it's only mutal on the parent. So we understand the child is not a bar chiyuv, not on the level of the rice, and not on the level of the Rabbanan. That's a double portion. The summa is mechuyev midrabbanan. The katan even midrabbanan is not mechuyev bedover. That's a simple pshat. That's questionable if that's what Tosis means. It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like Tosis means the child is a trait. The child is mechuyev midrabbanan, but his trait midrabbanan is a lower level than the summa's trait midrabbanan. Just like a trait midrabbanan is lower than a chad midrabbanan. So the trader Rabbanan of a cotton is a lower level than a trader Rabbanan of a suit. That's what it sounds like in text. So that's the question, what in the world is that all about? Okay. So this is a famous topic in text. Trader Rabbanan, Chadir Rabbanan. The Melchamas has a fascinating lashon in the Brochus. Could be the same Melchamas, I don't remember. He writes a lashon, Mishena b'chiv b'dovre and emotia sacher midei chayvos and can't be mighty others. He throws in a one line phrase. He says, like you can't be mafresh truma min apater al achiv. You can't be mafresh truma. Let's say I have grain that grew on chutz lord, a grain that grew on eretz yisrael. But the grain that grew on eretz yisrael is chayv in truma semaisus. It's tevel. The grain that grew on chutz lord is not tevel. It's not chayv in truma semaisus. So you can't be mafresh. You can't even be mafresh if you have two bushels of grain. One bushel is tevel menatorah, one bushel is tevel menderabban. Gemara says also, you can't be mafresh menapater alachir. Then the Gemara has even a step further, past that. You have two bushels of grain that both mechuyev midirabbanan, but one is a higher level of chiyuv, one is a lower level of chiyuv. Gemara says they're also not. You cannot be mafrish min apotur al chiyuv. You can't be mafrish from the lower level chiyuv onto the upper level of chiyuv. So that's a Gemara Menachas Daf Lamed Aleph. So Tosfos has there two girsas. We have one girsa in the Gemara. Tosfos not happy. They think the other girsa is more correct. Which chiyuv is higher and which chiyuv is lower? And you have chiyuv midirabbanan. Tvua that grew in Aratzis Hasmuchas Laretz Yisrael. Or Lakuach, if you buy the Tvua from someone else, Lakuach is only Chayv and Shumas Maisis Midirabon. Or Yeshkin Yalakam Lhafkiya Midirabon on Yechayv. So which the Rabbanon is on a higher level, which the Rabbanon is on a lower level? So Tosis has discussion. Not all the Dinim there, all the Dinim derais are on the same level. A Din derais is a Din derais. There's only one God. There'll be more than one God, so maybe his mitzvahs are more important. There's only one God, so all the mitzvahs in the Torah are the same. They don't all have the same chayma ha'onshim. Sometimes there's misa, sometimes there's kare, sometimes there's misa b'dei shamayim, sometimes malchus, sometimes an isa resay. Yeah, but as far as the chayma ha'chiyuv, one God in heaven gave all the mitzvahs. So all the mitzvahs on the same level of severity. Observe mitzvah kala kavachamor. You mechuyev to observe all the mitzvahs. But if you have chiyuv and midirabbanan, some of them are considered adin derabbanan chomer, some are adin derabbanan kaf. Not only because they came from different generations. Some came from Tanaim, some came from Aroim, some came from Rishonim. Not only because different authorities instituted them. Some came from the Sanhedrin, some came after the Sanhedrin came bottom. No. Afilu bizmana Sanhedrin, some din derabbanan were instituted as adin derabbanan chomer, and others were instituted as adin derabbanan kaf. That's relevant for Hilchas Shabbos. Doctors have to know, and they have to be Mechal Shabbos for a patient. So the Gemara says in the last Perek in Yuma, you have a chodesh yesh b'sakana, and you have to give him food to eat, and the only food you have available is non-kosher food. So you have a choice either giving him chelev or giving him chazer. So chelev is an isakoris, and chazer is an isalah. So if he can survive either A or B, so you choose to give him the chazer and don't give him the chelev. Or let's say you have chelev and you have tevel. So tevel is misa b'dei shemayim, chelev is koris. So koris is mochama than misa b'dei shemayim. So you recommend that you should eat the tevel rather than eat the chelev, because the chelev is going to be mochama. So we have a rule, machil mosa hakal akal tchili. You feed the chelev, sheyesh b'sakonu hazahet, mishum k'guach nefesh. So you feed him, he tried to save his life by having him violate lesser aver as opposed to more serious aver. That's the whole din on Yom Kippur. The din is a chot shir asim in atoira. If you eat less than a shir, it's an isa derais, and we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. But if you eat a kishir, then you chayv kores. So if the person can save his life, a choyla has to eat on Yom Kippur. Is it necessary for him to eat a whole meal bevasachas? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. So if it's a choyla, the doctor says not necessary, himself no. Not necessary to eat the whole meal, but basachas. You can eat a tiny little bit of chatzishia now, and wait 10, 15 minutes, eat another chatzishia later. Wait another 10, 15 minutes, eat another chatzishia later. He'll clock it, and he'll be full. He can be stuffed with that also. He's no safek sakana. Just wait. Chatzishia machilam osa pachas mikishia. So in Shulchan Aruch, that's what it says, that machilam osa hakala kal tchila requires you should have him eat Nevela as opposed to Chelev, because Nevela is alav and Chelev is Kores, and you should have him eat Pachas B'Kishir, Pachas B'Kishir, as opposed to a Shir Shalom, because Chatz Shishir true is awesome and atar, but there's no Kores. If you eat a Shir Shalom, then there is going to be an Issa Kores. You should always try to violate Pachas B'Kishir. So let's say a doctor or a patient has to, on Shabbos, whatever, has to violate an Issa Derabon. So we assume not all Yisurim there are born around the same level of Chaymer HaYisur. So you should try to see to it, Pachas B'Gashir. That's what the Teferis Yisrael points out. Mishnah is Yuma. That when it comes to Yisurim there are born, they're not always on the same level of severity. That's the Gemara in Menachas, Daf Lamed Aleph. That the Chiv HaFrashas, Trumas and Maisris, Midirabbanon, on Lakuach, and on Biruach Akum, and on I don't know, all the different cases Midirabbanon, Demai. They're not all on the same level of severity. Some are Anisa de Rabbana Chomazar, Anisa de Rabbana Kam. So you have to label all these Surim de Rabbana Hilchas Shabbos. You have to figure out. Malacha Shem Tzvicha Legufa, how Chomer is that? And all the other, you have to figure out the Tiltal Muktze and Amir Eliyak, you have to figure out what is the hierarchy among all the Surim de Rabbana. It's very strange. There have been Jewish doctors for a long, long time. Maimonides was our doctor, and no one worked it out yet. The Pasuk worked out a little bit. Shnayim Shasu. They worked it out when they were running away from the Nazis in Siberia. They worked it out. When the Jews were in labor camps in Siberia under the Russians, so they made them do malachis. On Yom Kippur they got away. Once a year they got away. So they told today Yom Kippur, so they didn't make a rabbi. Shabbos, they made them work every Shabbos. So they tried to do malachim. Shnaim Shasu, I did the malachim kalachayad, Ayidei Shinui. Amir Eliakim, they couldn't do. They couldn't do Amir Eliakim. It wouldn't work. But usually that solves the problem in Siberia, didn't it? So they had a pilpul over there, which is a mochamadik isa, tiltal muktzah, shnaim shasu, o malacha shein tzvichin l'gufa, kalach hayad. If you have an option of doing this, that, or the other, so which one is the best eitzah to do? So the Shabin Arav went through Siberia. So he has a tshuva man there. But someone should work it out for doctors and nurses and hospitals. What's the hierarchy? There are 20 different possibilities how to treat the patient. So which isa the rabbanon is mochamad and which? A little bit in the first parak in Beitza, the Gemara has a discussion with Isa de Rabbanon is Mohammed, and which if you have to violate an Isa de Rabbanon, which is Mohammed. Anyway, this is the famous Tosfos on Pezainim and all. The Gemara discusses with throwing a party. Rabbi Yosef doesn't know whether to throw a party, ahina or her, whether, when, if they'll convince me that the din is like Rabbi Yudah, the din is not like Rabbi Yudah. But you see from the Gemara that an enemy of Yosef does get schar. Just the question, more schar, less schar, does get schar. The Miri quotes from the Rishonim, we ask a question, why in the world does he deserve any schar at all? Don't we have a famous passage in the Talmud, Yerushalmi, that's quoted in Hilchas Sukkah, that when it's raining on Sukkah, it's Amitztar is potam in Sukkah, you go into the house. What if the person cherishes and loves the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah so much, he doesn't want to part with the Sukkah, he wants to sit in the Sukkah in the rain? So the Yerushalmi quoted by the Shulchan Aruch says, "Hapatam anadava v'yasehu nikra hedyot." The word hedyot means an idiot. An idiot, the original hedyot means a commoner, like a kohen gadol kohen hedyot. Kohen hedyot means a plain kohen. So it means as a pashuta person. If he's patam anadava, what is he fulfilling the mitzvah? So why does the Gemara talk about getting schar at all? He should get no schar. Nikra hedyot, get no schar. So the Miri quotes different answers on the question. The bottom line, the answer to the question is that if he's potam on a WSAU and he volunteers to sit in sukkah in the rain, there's no kima mitzvah. But over here, if women are going to shake a lulav, our summa is going to shake a lulav, so there is a kima mitzvah. So that's the answer. Yeah, but the question is, when do you decide that there is a kima mitzvah? When do you decide there's no kima mitzvah? So that you got to figure out. It's raining, it's mitzdar patam and asukah, it's not teish v'kein taduru. So you're not yotzei anything. Here, the women have the full kedushas yisrael like the men, the suma have the full kedushas yisrael like everybody else, except that they have an exemption, they have a patur. If they don't want to, they don't have to. But if they volunteer the mitzvah, certainly they would have a kima mitzvah. But that's what the Miri works on. He quotes the Rishonim. How do you know when there is a kima mitzvah, when there's not a kima mitzvah? This is a famous line in the Gemara. The Maharshal, who was a contemporary and a cousin of the Ramah, they lived in two different cities though, they didn't live near each other, they used to correspond. So the Maharshal wrote a whole big, his name was Shlomo Luria, he wrote a whole sefer, Yam Shel Shlomo, on a few mesichtas, not on all. So one of the mesichtas is Baba Kama. So on our daf, he talks about we throw a party when the child becomes by mitzvah, what is that all about, why is that a sudas mitzvah? So he says it's probably based on our Gemara. That he says, whoever will convince me, whoever will demonstrate to me that ein alachik Rabbi Yudah avdina yamatov the rabbanim atam lechim nefkidina isli agra tfei, if they'll prove to me that I'm a mitzvah v'yoyse, then I'll throw a party. So you see the Gemara that that's considered a cause for celebration when a person becomes a mitzvah v'yoyse. Yeah. So the Mele, the child was doing the mitzvah all along from the time he was a gil, he was doing the mitzvah. When he comes by mitzvah, he converts, he switches from being an ena mitzvah v'yosef to a real mitzvah v'yosef, the real McCoy now. So you throw a party when the child becomes a mitzvah v'yosef. That's famous from the Maharshal. Others say differently. Others say that the parents have now completed, they've been performing a mitzvah the last 12, 13 years, a mitzvah of chinuch on their children. So it's a long drawn out mitzvah that took forever, 12, 13 years. So the parents throw a party that they just finished their mitzvah. They just finished performing their mitzvah. So it's not really to cover the fact that the child was a mitzvah v'yosa. It's covered the fact that the parents completed. Nafkamina is, can you have a bar mitzvah party and punish the child because he didn't behave? So you leave him home. We'll have a bar mitzvah party, the parents and their friend. Whose friends are supposed to be invited to the bar mitzvah? The parents' friends or the child's friends? It has nothing to do with child. It has to do with the parents. As some say, it has to do with the parent, nothing to do with the child. So that's often a machlekes between the children and the parents. Whose party is it? The parents' party or the child's party? So machlekes and achrayim. Someone was just telling me today that one of the married people said he had to drive to Hackensack. His baby needed stitches. His 2-year-old baby needed stitches on Shabbos, so they had to drive to Hackensack. So they had a whole discussion. They had a nochri take them. So can they have a nochri take them back? Okay. On Shabbos. So I said, you are mechal Shabbos for your child who's a katan? You're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for a katan? So he looked a little nervous. Yeah. So we don't. There is such an opinion that a cherush to the cotton are not b'nei chiyuva, so they're like goyim, just like in alim ochal shabbos for nochri, and not allowed to be mechal b'shabbos for the cherush to the cotton. I'm sure the children wouldn't agree with that. So that's the halachas tana says like that, and all the achrayim say it's not correct. Why is it not correct? The cherush to the cotton are not b'nei das, not b'nei chiyuva, but they still have a kedushas yisrael. Let's say the women. The women are not mechuyev in the mitzvah seser shas vangram, but the pashtus is that they have the full kedushas Yisrael to the same extent as the men. Atem tiyuli mamlechas kohanim v'goy kadosh, and that was told to kosem leves yankev v'sagel leven esot to the men and the women. So Rabbi Moshe Feinstein says, see from the pashtus of the pasuk that the women are on the same level of kedusha as the men. Then Rav Soloveitchik added on, what does it mean the same level of kedusha? Kedusha doesn't just mean some abstract concept, some metaphysical abstract concept. Kedusha means Kiddushanam Mitzvahs of Tzivanam. That's what it means. When you talk about Eretz Yisrael Mekudeshes Mikol HaRotzos, it means that there are certain mitzvahs that are observed in Eretz Yisrael that can't be observed in Chutzla. When you say Kohanim have more Kedusha than Yisraelim, it means that they have certain mitzvahs that the Yisraelim don't have. When there's such a thing as Kedushas Leviyah, if there is such a thing, Yosameach denies it, he says no such thing as Kedushas Leviyah. But there was a Chassidish Rebbe, Kedushas Levi. He wrote a Sefer. Levi Yitzchak Badish wrote a Sefer, Kedushas Levi. So it's usually assumed not like there's a Mech. There is such a thing as Kedushas Levi. What does it mean? The Levi has certain mitzvahs that the others don't have. He has to sing Shira in the Beis HaMikdash. He has to do his job in the Beis HaMikdash. And when you say that the Jews have Kedusha, Kiddushanam in Mitzvah Sev Tzivan, that's what Kedusha is all about. So when we say that the women are only Mechuyim in some mitzvahs, not in others, so that doesn't. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. The same as Rav Moshe said it based on the pasuk. I'm tempted to limam lechos kainim v'kai kodesh. Rav Soloveitchik said no. The pashta says that the women have the same level of kedusha as the men. But the thing is that in kedusha Yisrael usually means kiddushanim v'sosu v'tzivanim. But over here they have an exemption. If they don't want to, they don't have to fulfill a mitzvah session as man grama. But if they volunteer, it's not the same as a nochri volunteering a mitzvah. The nochri volunteering a mitzvah, he can't say a bracha. Asher kiddushanim v'mitzvosu v'tzivanim. If an isha volunteers, so there's what to discuss, and the Rambam follows the Balei HaTesis that the woman does recite the book. I remember there was a girl in NCSY. She used to come for a couple of years. Her father was Jewish, her mother was not Jewish, so she finally understood that she's not Jewish. So when she had some kind of a sickness and she was going to die before the age of 18, she's still alive. She must be 28 already. She's still alive. Because I think she had Lou Gehrig's disease or whatever it was. At that time, they had no cure, so they used to die at a young age. So this girl who was only chalashing, she wants to convert because she wants to die Jewish. She knows she's going to die. She wants to die Jewish. So they kept on pleading with the girl, calm down. You can't keep Shabbos and Kashrus in your parents' home there. What happened? Her mother remarried, so the stepfather was not Jewish either. So the mother and the father both not Jewish. She can't keep Shabbos and Kashrus. She can't keep anything there. It's not Shaya. So they finally calmed it down. So she's not going to convert till she gets older. Or she'll be on her own. Or she'll be in college. They're going to pay her way to Stern College. So then they had Yarchi Kalah between December 25th and January 1st. They have kids from all over the United States come from Canada, and they come and they give shiurim. So all the guys from the yeshiva were giving shiurim. So they gave me, my assignment was, I should talk about women volunteering a bracha on a mitzvah. So I'm talking about the shit in the middle. I see this little girl there. So I said, but of course, this is only by medvar mamurim if a person is Jewish at that point. But if a non-Jew wants to volunteer to do a mitzvah, so it's a dumb posh, he can't say a bracha, he can't say a shekel shalom, so it's fine, she's not Jewish. So the girl burst out into tears. And she runs over after the Western church. She wants to convert today. But yeah, I just stole all the brachas. She was always saying the bracha. I just cheated her out of all the brachas. So she started to argue with me. But she says, so she'll leave out those words, Kiddushan of Mitzvot Sivitzimon. That's not true. She'll say, Baruch Atah Hashem Magadam HaCholam, Al Natila Selulam. So I'll say, translate it into English. The sentence doesn't have a subject and a predicate. You didn't... It doesn't make any sense. You can't leave out. You leave out the middle. Hashem said, there's no bracha. So then she started to cry. No, so I want to convert today. He just stole all the mitzvah. He just stole all the bracha. So that's what Tosis is worried about over here. What's going on with this Rabbi Yosef? He's not saying any brachas. Tosis, obviously, he said brachas, either because women can also volunteer to say a bracha when they do, or because midirabbanan the sumah is chayav. Those are the 2 days in Tosis. Yeah. Is it possible to have a chiyuv to my Eved Kenayni? I owe money to my Eved Kenayni. How is it possible? You had Eved Kiyat Rabbi. Kol ma shekana Eved Kana Rabbi. Eved Kenayni. We're talking Eved Kenayni. You can't have a chiyuv to your own Eved Kenayni. So that's the Mishnah. Chodol be'Eved Kenayni shalom is potter from everything. Last line. So Tosis has 2 days. What about Ripui? One opinion is that he is Mechuyev Ripui, one opinion is not Mechuyev Ripui either. So what exactly is the issue in Tosis that the two opinions are debating? Whether there is a Chiyuv Ripui. So some want to say the debate in the Tosis is what's the side of the Chiyuv Ripui? Is the Chiyuv to be Merape in the other person? Or is it the Chiyuv to pay that amount of money to cover the expenses of Ripui? Because we had conflicting mashmoyas from the Gemara before. The Gemara on the bottom of Peheim and Aleph discusses what if the one who is Chayvah Bachaber himself is a doctor? And he says, I'll heal you. Why should I pay for doctor bills? You should go to someone else. I'm the top doctor in the world. He shows him all of his awards, all of his certifications and certificates and everything. So he says, I'm the top doctor in the world. I'll be Merapa you. So the Gemara says that the Nechbo can have a tiny Dami Salai Ka'arya Arva. Oi, I'm afraid of you. When I see you, you will remind me of a lion waiting in hide. Ka'arya Arva. Dovarev Huli. Here it's Ari Orev. Ari Orev. So what does he need that tiny that I'm afraid? Why don't you just say? What are you hacking on China? Give him a chiyuv to pay the doctor bills. Pay the doctor bills. So it sounds from the Gemara as if the real chiyuv is really to be merapid. Then there are other mashmos and from other Gemaras there. Not so. So it's a problem. So it could be that these are the two opinions in Tosfos. You can't have a chiyuv to pay an amount of money to your rabbi. Can I call mashkana and a rabbi? It's like saying, I'm a chiyuv to pay myself money. How can you be a chiyuv to pay yourself money? It's not shaykh. Let's say I borrowed money. I borrowed $1,000 from my father. My father dies. So I yarsh and everything, and I'm the only child. So I yarshin everything from my father. I'm not the only child. But if I would be the only child, so I yarshin everything from my father. So now I owe myself $1,000. There is no such thing. You don't owe yourself $1,000. You can't owe anything to yourself. So what's up here? Call mashkan avikan rab. What do you mean? I'm chiyuv to pay the money to the avikanani. But mashkan avikan rab, I'm chiyuv to pay myself. There is no such thing. So if the chiyuv is to pay the doctor bills, you can't have a chiyuv to pay my own avikanani doctor bills. But if the chiv is to be merape, so that you can be mechuyev. He is a different person. Mashukana, the kana rab only goes on mominus, on the yoni momin. But if it's a chiv to be merape, so that you can have towards the other kana. Or he could also assume that maybe everyone agrees that the chiv is to pay the doctor bills, not to be merape, and still. It's a different kind of a chiyuv. So you don't say kol mashe kana v'kana rabba. Like if someone gives a matana, you said the other day, someone gives a matana to the rabbi, amanah she'en l'rabba reshuzbo. Someone mentioned that the other day, no? So if you give amanah she'en l'rabba reshuzbo, it's specifically for that purpose. So here also, the chiyuv to pay ripa means it's the money is given, that's the gemara in Gittin daf yud beis. Someone else is chayvel be'eved k'nayni shali. So I can't pocket the money and not treat the eved. the money is given, earmarked specifically to be merapid yevid. So maybe such a chiyav I can have towards my yevid. When do you say kol mashikon yevid kon a rabbi? If it's a chiyav mamon stam, the yevid is zechen mamon with no strings attached. But if the yevid is zechen the may ripui, and that money has to be used only for ripui, can't be used for other purposes. So maybe that the yevid, the yodan himself can be mechuyav towards the yevid. Anyway, 2 days in Tosfos. However, you'll explain. Two days. He goes free also. Okay.
You're not allowed to make a kavola.
Right. The Gemara says the same. He said the Raisa. Rashi writes on the top of one base. Lo Yosef Ben Yosef. Applies to Bito and applies to the Yevet. Yeah.
So he assumed that he would have to heal him too, because he doesn't heal him, if he doesn't use the money, or he doesn't heal him, that he's keeping the kavola in the person is.
So that's like by the being chayvul. You're continuing the chayvul. Yeah. The pashta says that, yeah, the pashta should be that he is mechuyav to be merapi. Yeah. Then the Gemara has a new discussion. Boy, Rabbi Elozer may rav. Something stranger. Rabbi Elozer lived, Rabbi Elozer lived in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Elozer was the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. And Rav lived in Bavel. Rav originally lived in Bavel, then he went to Eretz Yisrael to learn by Rabbi Yochanan. So then we went back home. He went back to Bavel, didn't go back home. His parents had died already, but he went back to Bavel to be Marbit's Torah, to make Yishim. So when did this story happen? Boy Menera Ablozer Mei Rav. I have to look in the history books. When Ablozer was the second generation, he knew Rav before he left back to Bavel, maybe. So Ablozer asks Rav, what's the din? The father has certain rights and privileges over the daughter. What rights and privileges does the father have over the daughter? Well, he can sell a daughter as an Omah Hevriya if he's a crazy father. Shugan a father, he sells his daughter Zamavriya. That's what it says in Chumash. He can only sell his Zamavriya up until Nairus. Once she becomes a Nairus, he cannot sell it. But it says, V'yotzachinim ein kosa, V'yotzachinim eile mei bagrus, ein kosa v'eile mei Nairus. But the girl goes free even when she just becomes a Nairus. So the Gemara said, Ma'adach, v'chura kvar yoitza, if she ready, was sold as an Amavriya, so when she reaches Gadlo, she goes free. If she's not yet sold, then din shloitim mochus. Father cannot sell her after she reaches godless. Yeah. The fact that the father can sell a daughter as an amar via parshan chumish kim kirish is bita liyama. The fact that he has the ability to sell a daughter as an amar via is a clear indication that maisi adeho is shalom. So maisi adeho shalom up until nairus, that you can infer from the parsha of amar via. We say even more than that, maisi adeho shalom in atari even up until bagrus. How much time differential is there between Nairus and Bagrus? And Gemara says, "Ain't by Nairus the Bagrus, but the Shishel Chadashim Melvah." Yeah. So the fact that the father can sell a daughter as an Amar Vriya and Maisei Deho will belong to the Yadon, this is an indication. Maisei Deho of the daughter belongs to the father. Bikat Nusa. The fact Maisei Deho belongs to the father Bikandusa. How do you know that the father is entitled to the Maisi Odeh even between Nairus and Bagrus? Where is the Pasuk? So Taisa says, it says, Kim Karish is Bita Le Oma, that's a Hekesh. Since it says Bita next to the word Oma, Ma Oma, Maisi Odeho, Le Rabo, Af Bas, Maisi Odeho, Li Avio. What is the need? This is in the middle of the Parsha, Kim Karish is Bita Le Oma. The parsha is a dead giveaway that Maisa Deo is Le'aviyah. What do you need a Hekesh for? And so there's another Hekesh goes during Nairus, when there's no more. He no longer has the ability to sell a daughter as an Amaviyah. But still, the Pasuk, the Hekesh tells me, Hekesh, you have two dinim written in the Pasuk, one next to the other. So we assume that there's a connection between the two. There's a Shaykhus. So the Maisa Deo goes to the father. So the Gemara here, yeah, what else? What else? The din is that the father has the right to decide whom she marries. Well, it's like crazy father's going to force his daughter to marry a man that she doesn't love. It's not going to be a good marriage. Maybe years ago it did work. I don't know. Today it wouldn't work. Okay. So, but the din is that the katnusa, during katnus and nairus, the father has the sole ability to decide is bikten asatul ishazeh. And not only that, kesed kiddushah liyaviyah. He keeps the ring. So it does make sense to give a ring. Father would wear a wedding bed. Money. He keeps the money. minig to be mekadosh by the ring, the Sefer HaChinuch writes, the minig is to be mekadosh a ring. So when the girl walks around, everybody knows that she's taken. So single people shouldn't approach her and ask her for a date. The fact that she's wearing a wedding band means that I'm taken already. So no one should start her. So Mistama, the minig to be mekadosh by Tabas started after they stopped marrying off the Ketanis and the Nairis. Because it doesn't make sense. You give a ring and then the father's going to wear the ring. So how are they going to know that the daughter is married already? It started when they married off, when the girls got married, the later ages. They didn't get married at 11 years old, 12 years old. They got married at 19, 20. Okay. So what other rights and privileges does the father have over the daughter? Mitziyasa li'avir. Mitziyas banof benosav haktanim goes to the father. Is that a din minatur? Is that a din midirabban? That's a Mishnah in Baba Mitziya here. Taisus on peizainam and beiz dimarask kan v'smuchim al shulchanai. This is quotes that from the Mishnah Bar Mitzvah, Yud Basin, based on the first Berk Mitzvah, Bonov, Benos of Haktanim goes to the father. So Tosis points out, that's a Takonim of the Rabbanim. That's a Takonim of the Rabbanim. The Gemara has a Machloikis, Rav Rab Yechanan there in Bar Mitzvah. What's the reason for the Takonim of the Rabbanim? Is it because Bishoshehu Moitza Meritza Eitzalaviv, the young child, his style is, when he finds a mitzvah, he goes and he brings it, he shows it to the father. Is that the reason why? So we consider it as if at the time that he picked it up, it was like Zochan Leolam Shlodfanach. He picked it up, Abdas, to give it to the father. Or should we assume that... what's the other reason the Gemara has? Should we assume it's because of Eivor? What do you mean Eivor? What does it got to do with Eivor? So that's the Machlokes HaMarayim. That Takonas HaMishnah that makes a difference between, draws a distinction between Kotan and Godel. Mitzias Banav Benos V'Hagdolim is Liatzman. Mitzias Banav Benos V'Haktanim is Liavihem. What do you mean by Kotan? What do you mean by Godel? So one Amara says Kotan means before Bar Mitzvah, Godel means after Bar Mitzvah. The other one says no, Kotan means Samach Al Shulchan Aviv, even if he's 18, 20 years old. And Godel means Enes Samach Al Shulchan Aviv. So if you say it depends whether Samach Al Shulchan Aviv or Enes Samach Al Shulchan Aviv, so then the reason why we say the Mitzia goes to the father is Mishum Eiva. The father is supporting the child. Strictly speaking, there's no such thing. The father is not Mechiv to support the child. The husband is Mechiv to support his wife, Mizainis. The Baal is Mechiv and Mizainis Ishtar. That's a Shaila, whether that's a Din Darais or Din Darabban. So Sherek Sisim and also Lo Yigra. So Sheira goes on food, Ksusa goes on clothing, and also goes on Tashmish. So that's the Raman Paskmas like that kind of, that all three are deraisa. Sheik Susuan, all three are deraisa. That's what it says, Chum Sheik Susuan. Most of the Rishonim do not accept the Raman. What do you mean? Sheik Susuan is only with the Rabban, it's a Pasik Chumish. So they, most of the Tanaim do not hold like that. Most of them hold that Mizainis is only with the Rabban. The husband has a job, and the wife sits at home and she cooks and bakes and raises all the babies. They have 15 children. And she washes all the laundry. The husband makes all the money. And he eats out. And he doesn't have to give any food to his wife. Very strange. Not mechuyev in mezainis. Not mechuyev in ksus. He doesn't have to let her wear the ring. Menatar, the husband is not mechuyev. If he wants to have a happy marriage, it's an etzer toivah that he should buy some clothes for his wife and buy her some food. But Menatar is not Mechuyiv. Very strange. Menatar is not Mechuyiv in Ksus, not Mechuyiv in Mizan, it's only Midrabban. But what do you do with the Pasuk in Chumash? So they say, Sher Ksus, Oinosa, everything goes on Tashmish. Oinosa, Oinosa means Tashmish. Ksusa means nightgowns. She wants to have fancy nightgowns when they have Tashmish. And then the Ramban says, Chumash, she wants to have Italian provincial beds. She doesn't want to have Tashmish on the floor. She doesn't want to have Tashmish on the couch. She wants to have something fancy. She be covered. So Sheira also means Kira Bosa. Sheira doesn't mean Mizainis. The Mechiv HaBab in Mizainis and Biksus is only with the Rabban. And the Pasuk that speaks about Sheir Ksus Verna, everything is a function of Tashmish. Oino means Tashmish, and the other two, the Sheir Ksus, also have to do with Tashmish. So that's a Machlekes HaTanaim in Ksubis, and that's a Machlekes HaRishonim had a Pasuk. Yeah. So the... what's the difference? Is there any difference, halacha l'maaseh, whether ksus And in the Zionists, since the Raisa, the Rabbanan, so there is a slight nafkamina. You look in the Pischachuv and Ebenezer, he has some slight nafkamina. It's not such major nafkamina stuff. Bottom line, it's the same thing. Allah Almighty, whether it's been a Torah or the Rabbanan. Nachmal, so what are the other obligations that the father has? If it's a question, the husband is mechuyev in mezaynus ishta, either men atarim or the rabbanim, but he's not even mechuyev in mezaynus banav haktanim. Below the age of six, then the father's chayiv in mezaynus banav b'nosav haktanim. Past the age of six, he's not mechuyev in mezaynus. The fact that all the parents support their children, not mechuyev. Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, which has not been accepted by the Rabbanut. They don't pasken like that, Allah Almighty. He claims that since the minig America is, since the minig all over the world is, that the children stay in their parents' home until they get married. Reasonable. That's 45 years old. That's 80 years old and still not married, so they live on their own. But that girl stays by her parents, you know, until she gets married. They don't move out. So Moshe has a whole shtickle Torah why this is included in Mezaynus Ishtoi. Since the Baal is chayv in Mezaynus Ishtoi, and the wife would certainly give whatever amount of money the husband gives to his wife, she'll certainly take from the bread out of her mouth and give it to her children. So since the minhag hamdina is that we raise the children, we give them food and clothing and education till they finish college, till they get married, whatever. So that's all included in the chayv Mezaynus Ishtoi. That's why Moshe is achidish. If you don't accept it, Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbanut does not accept the Moshe's Pesach. They hold that it's all tzedakah. That supporting your children over the age of six is not mechuyev medina. It's all considered tzedakah. You can consider it part of your Maaseh Ksofim, because you're not really mechuyev to give. So here again, the Gemara says there in Bava Metzia, if you learn the way Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan, so we pass like Rabbi Yechanan did. So God means not samach al shulchan aruch, and kot means samach al shulchan aruch. So what's the reason why mitziyasa li'aviv midi rabbanan? What's the reason for the takana? I'm supporting the kids, the samach al shulchan, I'm supporting them. They're past the age of six. We're not talking a child before the age of six. They're past the age of six and I'm still supporting. I'm a nice father. I'm so nice. I support my children even though they're seven years old. Yeah. So I'm such a good father, so it only makes sense that they should give me back something in exchange. So if they find them at sea, they should give it back to me. If they work, then they earn money. That's a different thing. They had to work their heads off. But they didn't work. You find them at sea, no strain involved. So there's a takonim shum eva. The father's giving them his own. But if you say, godel mamish and cotton mamish, not that it's a function of whether samach al shulchan aviv or not, then it's not mishum eva, it has nothing to do with eva. Then the reason for the takonim, the rabbanon, is because bishoshim motzim meritza it's a loviv. Because we assume that the young child before bar mitzvah, even if he's not samach al shulchan aviv, but he's still visiting the parents, not that they don't talk to each other, he's visiting the parents from time to time. Going to find them at sea, he's probably going to run to the father and show it to the father. He picks it up, aldas, to give it to the father. So we paskin that it does not depend on cotton versus godel, it depends on samach al shulchan aviv versus ena samach al shulchan aviv. That's the Taisu says the same regarding the Mishnah in Erevin. If you want to make an Erevin Chatzeris for the whole building or for the whole community, or let's say you want to make an Erev Tavshilin for many people. So the Gemara says you have to be makna, the Erev Tavshilin, to all the other people who want to be Eretz with you. So the Gemara says in Beitzim, the second parak, it's the responsibility of the rabbi to make the Erev Tavshilin on behalf of all the Balabatim, just in case someone forgets. It's the job of the rabbi to remind the Balabatim, don't forget to make an Erev Tavshilin. You should put it in the shul bulletin, you should hack from the beam, you should explain what it's all about, they should understand. But he should also make an Erev Tavshilin on behalf of all the Balabat. So the Gemara says, when you make an Erev Tavshilin on behalf of others, you have to have them kind of shutfis in it. So if I have all the Balabatim and I give them the Erev Tavshilin, they pick it up, that's one thing. But you don't do like that. You give it to your next door neighbor and they pick it up and they're kind of on behalf of all the people that may possibly forget to make their own Erev Tavshilin. So rather than give to the next door neighbor, can you give it to one of your children that they should pick it up in order to be kind of for all the Balabatim? So the Mishnah says in Erevin, the Mishnah Erevin is not talking about Erev Tavshilin, Mishnah Erevin is talking about Erev Chatzeris, or Shutufim Avos, but the same then applies for Erev Tavshilin. The Mishnah says in Erevin, you can be Mizaka de Banav Benosav Hagdolim, Avaloya de Banav Benosav Haktanim. Why is that so? So the Rabbeinu Tam says that it's the way we pass from like Rabbi Yochanan, that cotton means Samach al Shulchanavi, God means Samach al Shulchanavi, Eina Samach al Shulchanavi. So the same over there in that Mishnah. Not only is that true regarding the Mishnah in Baba Metziah Yud Beis, it's true regarding the Mishnah in the middle of Erevin. You can only be Mizakai Dei, your married children who live on their own. The single children, even though they're way past Bar Mitzvah, but they're Samach al Shulchanavim. The parents are supporting them, they're being supported by their parents, so they don't have a yad to be kohen on their own. We say, just like an Eved Knani, call Mashikon Eved Kana Rabbi, I the Eved Ivri, if I have an Eved Ivri, I can give the Erev Echatzeres, the Erev Tavshilim to Eved Ivri, she kohenet for others. And Eved Ivri has a yad on his own. Eved Knani doesn't have a yad on his own. So the Mishnah draws a contrast between a Bottom of Nosav Haktanim, Bottom of Nosav Agdalim. Bottom of Nosav Haktanim is like an Eved Knani. Bottom of Nosav Agdalim is like an Eved Ivri. So Tosfos says, what's the difference? Godl and cotton doesn't depend on Bar Mitzvah. Prior to Bar Mitzvah depends on Samach al Shulchan Aviv and Eino Samach al Shulchan Aviv. That's how the main sheet in Shulchan Aviv. And they quote the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says that word, like Rabbi, we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, that cotton means Samach al Shulchan Aviv, Godl means Eino Samach al Shulchan Aviv. That's only vis-a-vis the Mishnah Bab Metziah Daf Yud Beis, by Metziah's Kotten Lioviv. Metziah's Banav Benos Vaktanim goes Lioviv. But with respect to the Mishnah in Erevin, that you want to be Mizak like the Acherim, there it depends on Kotten and Gov. There it depends on before Bar Mitzvah, after Bar Mitzvah, not like the Rabbeinu Tam. So in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the two opinions. So according to the Rambam's opinion, if all of my children I still have two single children, but I'm supporting both of my single children. So according to the Rambam, but they're both passed Bar Mitzvah and Bas Mitzvah. So I can give the Erev Tavshilim to them, they can pick it up and be kind of Shutfis, or the Erev Chatzeres, whatever it is, they can pick it up and be kind of Shutfis for all of the others, but the Baal HaTais is holding on, so Baal HaTais holds, whenever the Samach al Shulchan Aviyem, then we apply the Din Min Rabbanon, like Evi Knani, Kol Mashikana Evi Knani Rabbi, Evi Knani, it's a Din Deraisa. By bottom of Nosvak Tanim, it's a din midirabbanim. It's considered as if I took from my right hand and I gave it to my left hand. So again, what rights and privileges does a father have over his children? He has the right of hafaras nedarim. He has it over his wife also. If it's zorim shebino lebino nidri in a nefesh. Okay? So he has that ability over his daughter when she's a naira. Binureha beisavia. The original pasuk binureha beisavia says by hafaras nedarim. What about a ktana? Does the father have the ability to be mefer nidre bita ktana? So the pashto should be, what do you mean nidre bita? The daughter is ktana is ala bas das. How can she take a neder? The neder should not be binding. So you don't even need to be mefer nidor. So the answer is no, there is a dina mufla samach liyish. The last year before bar mitzvah, a kotner ktana, if they know what they're talking about, nidre and neder, the hegdesh and hegdesh, then the nidor machal. That's a machlekes in the Gemara Nida, machlekes the Rambam and the Ravid, whether that thing is the Raisa the Rabbanim. Mufla samachlish. Is that the Raisa the Rabbanim? So how come in the Pasuk it only says binureha beisavia? Why only binureha? The bagrusa na, the bogeris is yotza mishusavia, the father has no ability to be made from the door. Why is it only said binureha beisavia? It's either because aktana mufla samachlish is only the Rabbanim, so that's why the Pasuk doesn't talk about it. Or even if you should assume that the Mufla Samach Liish is a Din Daraisa, so still, it's a Kalachayma from a Naira. In the Rebbe Savi, a Kalachayma Lektana. Lektana for sure is Bishu Savi. So again, so what rights and privileges does the father have? He has the right to be Mefer in the Dorm, if it's the right kind of the Dorm. The Varm Shabbinah Lebedah, Nidri, and the same as Ishto. Then he has the right to pick her chasen for her, to marry her Ruf. Then Kesef Kiddusheli Avir, then he has the ability to sell her as an Amo Ivriya, if he so chooses, a crazy father, okay. Then he has a din, the Maisiya Deha Ali Avir, even during Nairus, because of the Hekish, Kim Karish is Bita Liyama. What else? Then we have the Pesukim Mechumish, Aynes and Mefata Moitzi Shemra, that goes to the father. It's a Pesukim Mechumish, Aynes and Mefata Moitzi Shemra. These are the cases where the father has the rights over the daughter. So the Gemara refers to that as kol shvach neurehu liyavir. That's a melitza, shvach neurehu liyavir. Strictly speaking, the pasuk binereh, beis avir, is only b'ha'u b'ha'u b'ha'forest and dorm hu dichsiv. It doesn't talk about all these cases. Each one of these has its own mocker, has to have its own pasuk. But the Gemara uses that melitza over here and another place in Shas. So the Gemara has boy menei rab loza mei rav yes to shayla rav. Someone is chayvul bebas ktana shel chaver is chayv to pay nezik tzari b'shevet boishes. You say you have so many things that the daughter is b'shus aviyo minatar min the rabbana. Maybe the father collects all of the nezik tzari b'shevet boishes and he pockets it and he keeps it for himself. Or should I say no? The Sheves up until she becomes Bogeres, the father is entitled to because Maisiyah Deholi Avi, even during the Iris. So the Gemara says, on the Sheves, there's nothing to dispute. Of course, the Sheves goes to the father because he's entitled to the Maisiyah there. But the Shad is the Nezek Tzari Pei Sheve, the Nezek Tzari Pei Boishens, who gets that? So why Meichet Teise? Why should I think that the father gets the tsar and the boishes? So the Gemara says, yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Now the tsar, the ripui, of course the ripui goes, the ripui and the knani goes to the knani. So it doesn't go to the father. The shard is the tsar and the boishes goes to the girl. Only shard is on the nezek. What's that shard on the nezek? The achlasan mikas, because self, the father had the ability to sell a daughter as an Amma Ivriya, so because the other person was Chayvel Bo, so the father lost out. Theoretically, a normal father is never going to sell his daughter as an Amma Ivriya, rather sell himself as an Eved Ivri, rather than sell the child as an Amma Ivriya. But still, since on the books, officially on the books, the father has the right, has the ability to sell a daughter as an Amma Ivriya, so after Sami Kaspa, the Chayvel Bibito Ktana Shel Havero is Mafsid the father moment. So that's where the Gemara only has Boimenei Rabbi Loza Meirav, he only has the suffix regarding the Nezik. Then Taisus has 2 days on the top of Amud Beis. What was the answer? What's the answer to this din? So that's a machlaikis, like most issues in Allah. Machlaikis. Who's the machlaikis? Machlaikis between Rav and Rish Lakish agree, and Rabbi Yechanan disagrees. Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish, the last 2 lines. The Chain Amar Rish Lakish, La Zichstar Lav, La Shvach Nurim Bobat, that Rish Lakish says the same as Rav. The father is not entitled to get the nezik, and Rabbi Yechon, he passed like Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon and Amar, afilo b'tziyah. That's where the tziyah of the Rambam is, because Rabbi Yechon, he passed like Rabbi Yechon. The father does get the nezik. So Tosfos has 2 pshatim in the Gemara. So Tosfos has 1 suggestion. If the nezik was after sami kaspa, it's only a temporary nezik. After sami kaspa, and she, everything is going to get better by the time she becomes a Bogeres, then everybody agrees that the Nezik goes to the father. The whole Nezik goes to the father. She's going to get better before she becomes a Nairab. So now Tyson says, Adyemei HaBagros, that's a mistake. Because the father can't sell it during Nairab. The father can only sell it during Katnus. So that's what it says. That's probably a mistake. Who corrects it? The Rashash, I think. Tyson says, so that the Gemara in Ksubis that says that the Nezek goes to the father, that's the Nezek ad Yimei HaNairus. And the Machlokes in our Gemara is, what about the rest of the Nezek called Yimei HaYeha? And here we pass from like Rabbi Yechon. That's a Chiddush. We pass from like Rabbi Yechon, or Rabbi Yechon like Rabbi Yechon, that the father gets the whole Nezek. Since she's like the father gets Anis and Mefata Motzi Shemra, because the incident, the story of the Anis and Mefata occurred while she was a Ketana or a Naira. So here also, if the Chavola occurred and she's a Ketana or a Naira, so the father gets all the money. Yeah. So that's 1 suggestion in Tosfos, that the whole Machlokes in our Gemara is on the Nezek of past Yimei HaNairus, and the Nezek up until Yimei HaNairus. That's a Bryson and Ksubas at the all agree. Then Tosfos gives another suggestion. Inami, the last 5 lines, last 4 lines, Inami. Hocha b'meshi'in v'cheses l'kiddushin. The Gemara there in Ksubis is talking meshi'in v'cheses to sell her as an Amma Hivriya. Nezek, the fact that if he were to sell as an Amma Hivriya, he would get less money. Kami hishova limka bashuk as an Amma Hivriya. So that's a brising ksuba. That's no machlokes. Everybody agrees that that goes to the father, because avchosam ikaspi, he's losing. You know, a normal father would never sell his daughter's amrei bria. But still, let's have an automobile. A normal guy doesn't sell his automobile. He uses it till it falls apart and shine. And so he's not a holding by selling it, but still, that's how you assess the value of the hezek. So he rolls up. Normal father doesn't sell his daughter's an amrei bria. But still, that's how you determine the shavis of the hezek. So that Gemara and Ksubas goes, Kama Hishavalim Kabashuk is an Amay Vriya. And then everybody agrees, the Kesef goes to the father. And our Gemara has a Machlekes. And we pass like Rabbi Yechanan that the father collects it. That's a Shaila. What about Afchasa Mikaspa vis a vis Kiddushin? If he would have auctioned off his daughter to the highest bidder to marry her, so how much would he be able to get? Apparently there was such a market, that fathers would be auctioning off their daughters to the highest bidder who wants to marry them. So that's the machlokes in our Gemara. Very difficult topic. Then the Gemara Pechesim and Aleph has cheerful topic. Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. What is the word achiv? What's the connotation of the word achiv? So the Chachamim hold achiv could be mitzvahs. Achiv sometimes means yokam Hashem achiv hames. If I perform yibum or chalitza, so that's achiv ki yeshu ach miyachde. There achiv means literally brother. Achim and Rav. And then other places says achim, it clearly is not referring to brothers, so what does it mean? In the other places, the rabbanim say achim hu mitzvahs to the exclusion of akum, the nochim are not included. And Rabbi Yehuda has a new kinesh. Achim hu mitzvahs mishiyesh la achva yatzavik nani she'ein lo achva. What does it mean ein lo achva? So Rashi, in the Rashi we have two biurim. The Rashi, as it's printed by us, says ein lo achva im Yisrael she'ein bo b'kol. It's not really lo b'kol. It's not allowed to marry into a Jewish family. And on the side it says, Lo Shanachim, Zer Shamati, they put it to the Rashi, Lishna Achrina, that it means, Ein Lachim means, Muta Bachosam. Eben Ein Lo Yachas, as it says, Amadar Malachamah. So he said, that's really a machlokes. Is that really true? Is that incorrect? That Ebekdani Muta Bachosam. So there was a machlokes, Rashi in the Rambam, what case is the Gemara talking about? The Gemara is talking about a case, the Eved has been an Eved for Dore Dores, and he's still Muta Be'im, Muta Be'bito, Muta Bachosel, because Mamish Eved Ein Lo Yachas, he doesn't even have a Kurva of Sher Bosar. Or maybe I should say no, the Eved doesn't have Yachas, he doesn't have a Kurva of Mishpacha. And that would be relevant with respect to fulfilling Pirei Verivyon, the Hainu. The Gemara has a Machlokes Abayei and Reish Lakish about a Gershon, this guy will hoil a Bonim and Achru Yusel. And down this guy, so Rish Lakish says, Gerkish and his guy cut Shinal Dham is not related to the original Kraivim. So he's no longer Yotzit Piriv Rivya. That's like Mesil HaBonim. He's not Yotzit Piriv Rivya. We pass like Rabbi Yechon that you are Yotzit Piriv Rivya. So there, the Gemara makes a distinction. By Medvar Mamur, when does Rabbi Yechon say that you're Yotzit Piriv Rivya? Hoyle Abonim bin Achri Yusuf. In his guy, that's only if Hoyle Abonim bin Achri Yusuf. But Hoyle Abonim Kishahoyle Eved. Vinish Tachre. Then the Gemara says, since Eved Ein Lo Yachas, so he's not yet a peregrine. So according to this pshat now in the Gemara, we're saying Eved is really also bebito, also beimo. He does have kurva of sher basa. So what do you mean ein lo yachas? Doesn't have a kurva, doesn't have a chalash and kurva of mishpacha. What is the relevance of mishpacha? So number one, to be yet a peregrine, the Gemara says hoy labanim benachuyus, hoy labanim shoy evik naini benishtachrer. Now he has to get married, he has to have children all over again. It's not Yotzit Piriv Rivya with the children that he had before. Because in order to be Yotzit Piriv Rivya, you have to have a kurva with the children that should be labeled as a kurva of Mishpacha. It's not sufficient if it just has a Chalashem kurva of Shevosh, it has to be a kurva of Mishpacha. What else is the significance of a kurva of Mishpacha? The Gemara says, Feirusha, Mi Mishpachta B'Yorosha Yisov. So the Gemara says, Yesh Nechlan, Baba Basra. Mishpacha sal kuri mishpacha, mishpacha samayin kuri mishpacha. If you have relatives from the mother's side, there's no din of Yerusha. Only relatives from the father's side. The Rambam writes regarding Eidus, the Kroivim Sulam Ba'Eidus, Either the Rambam means min haTorah, or he means pshuta shomrik, or he says krovim mitzad ha'av, akrov apostle ha'edus min haTorah, and krovim mitzad ha'aim are only apostle ha'edus min divrei sofrim. So that's a long case of Mishnah. What does it mean by that? Min divrei sofrim means it's only mid the Rabbanim, or it means no krovim mitzad ha'aim apostle ha'edus min haTorah, but it's not pshuta shomrik. Pshuta shomrik only goes krovim mitzad ha'av.
Nachri has kroyim,
and the Eved is Amadon Lachman. The Eved does not kroyim.
But he doesn't have kroyim. In other words, like a woman, she doesn't have kroyim. Women, there's a machlekes hatanam where the women are mechuyev in pirivrivia. Then there's on the assumption that we pass the women are not mechuyev in pirivrivia.
Then there's a machlekes in Tosfos, in two different mesichtos, where the women are mechuyev in shevus.
So
the Beis Shmuel on Ebenez, and the first daf quotes that.
Does the Ebenez doesn't have that either?
Same shayla, whether Ebenez is mechuyev in shevus.
So he has more shevus to his kids than a goy? A goy has shevus now? No.
A goy has shevus with the children. Yeah, the goy has a din yushevus. Goy has shevus with the children. Going, there's so a sphere between two Gemaras. One Gemara says that by Gondim is Yachas, one Gemara says there's no Yachas. So the Kamenari and the other Achrayim work on that Kash. There is a problem. But the Gemara says by the Pirim Rivia that an Eved has no Yachas to his children, so the Eved Shenishtachar, Lechol Hadeis, will not be yet to Pirim Rivia with the Hoyo Labonim, be also Eved. And the Nochri has a Shaychas with his children, so Hoyo Labonim, and Achay Yusim, and this guy is yet to Pirim Rivia. That's how we pass on Ebenezer. The Nachri Shoyel Abonim Rachi Yusuf and his guy was Yotzeh Pirim Rivia with those children. And the Eved is not. So again, so this is the Shaila. The Rashi second shot says that the Eved ain't lo Yachas, Eved ain't lo Achva, only Ochi Mishiesh lo Achva, Yotzeh Shema, what's ain't lo Achva? The Rashi second shot is he's Muta Bachos, he's not considered a brother to anybody. So the other Rishonim hold that that's not true. And Eved is also Bachosa, but it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Eved Muta Bachosa means if he and his sister were born non-Jews. And he sold himself as an Eved Knaini, he became an Eved Knaini, and he became Chayiv and Mitzvahs Kisho, so I applied Gersh and his guy Kutin Shanala Dami, so Kutin Shanala Dami makes it that now he's no longer related to his sister, then his sister converts, she becomes Jewish. So since he was Mizgai Rasei, Kutin Shanala Dami, he's no longer related to his sister, so the so if it would have been a, let's say the brother and the sister, both non-Jews, each one sells himself as an Eved Kenaini in the Shivcha Kenainis. So that they'd be allowed to live with each other. So the Gemara says there, Eved Muta B'Achoisai, why? Because he said, Kekotin Shinala Dami. Aye, but if they would have converted to become Jewish, it would have been a din with the Rabbanon. There would have been a din with the Rabbanon that he's also bachosa. So that din with the Rabbanon was only introduced by a ger, by a full-fledged ger, by an Evich, a non-Jew who sold himself to become an Evich Nani. It does not have the full kedusha. So they never introduced the chumah with the Rabbanon. So we leave it on a level of a din deraisa that kikotin shenol adami. But if he's born an Evid and he has a sister that was born like that, there's not cotton shenol adami, so then the other Rishonim hold that the Eved would be also bachosa. That's machlekes minchas chinuch on the first mitzvah. Pir Rivia points out this machlekes Rashi in the Rambam in Sanhedrin and daf nunches, where the Eved muta bachosa means based on cotton shenol adami or based on amadai malach amar. So these are the two pshatim in Rashi. Nachum, so what's machlekes abir in the Rabbanon? The word ochiv, whenever the word ochiv appears in connection with a mitzvah. And it's obvious that it doesn't mean a blood relative, it doesn't refer to a brother. It's not like Yiva Machalitza that Kiesh Vach Miach means brothers. It's clearly not talking about brothers. So do you say Ochiv B'mitzvahs to the inclusion of Avodim? Avodim Achai B'mitzvahs. So should you say Ochiv Mishiesh L'Achva Yotzeh V'Knai Mishayin L'Achva, whatever that means, based on the Tup Shotam Arash. So Rabbi Yehuda says Ochiv, whenever it says Ochiv means Prat Lev V'Knai Mishayin L'Achva. So here it says also Achiv by Boshes. Ki Natsu Anoshim Yachtov Ish V'Achiv. So it says Achiv That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Avarim ein lahem boshen. Rabbanan say no. Ochid means ochid be mitzvahs, and the Eleknari is also chayv mitzvahs. So Tosfos is bothered with the question: how come? Where are the parshas in the Torah where the word ochid appears, where there's room to argue with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan? So one is boshes, and one is malchus, and one is edus. Argument, and that's all. The Gemara only has three psukim: boshes, malchus, and edus. So Taisa says, what are you talking about? What about Ribbis? And what about Ainoa? It says Achiv over there. Why don't you have the same Achlokes as Abdul Rabban? The Taisa says, because the Eved has no money, so there's nothing to discuss Ribbis and Ainoa. That's very questionable. What if someone gave money on Rashi and the Rabbi Rishus boy? So there are possibilities. If the Eved had money before he became an Eved Kanani, so he retains the ownership on that money. Kol Masha Kol Eved Kanani means whatever money he will acquire, Mikana Lahabo, he's going to keep. But whatever he had from before, whatever he acquires, Mikana Labo, the Yodin keeps. But whatever the Eved had before he became an Eved, so that the Eved retains the ownership on that. So that's such a problematic answer what Tosfos gives. So let's go again back into the Gemara. The Gemara says, Machlokes Abinu Rabbanan by three, should have been relevant for three cases. In one case it is relevant, Boshes. That's Machlokes Rabbanan. Whether Avarim, Yeshlan Boshes, Einlan Boshes. Fine. What's the other case? Malchus. It says, he can't appoint a person who is not achicha. So to the exclusion of a nochri. What about can you appoint an Eved Knaini to be the Melech and the Klal Yisrael? So the Gemara assumes a davar pashut that not. How do they know davar pashut that not? Because there's a Mishnah in Soita that says when Agrippus HaMelech was reading Hakel. Hakel was always traditionally the Chalamot Sukkis following Shnas HaShemitah. Another year and a half to go. So they said the Melech was laying Parshas Hakam. So the Mishnah describes that Agrippus HaMelech was laying Parshas Hakam. And then he read that. And he started to cry because he knew that he was an Eved Knaini. He had no right to serve as the Melech. So the Gemara asks, wait a minute. That's only Nicha that an Eved is Pasal Malchus if you all like rebuted because the word Ochiv means Mishesh La'achra. But according to the Rabban of the Rachel, who means Ochiv in mitzvahs. So the Eved Knaini is chayv in mitzvahs. So that's why they hold that Yesh Boshes Lavadim. The Rabbanu hold the Eved is included. So how did all the Tanoim agree that an Eved is pasul malchus? According to the majority opinion of the Chacham and the Rabbi Yehuda, it should turn out that an Eved is chayv in mitzvahs, so it should be kosher lamalchus. Everything more name, the mashmos of the pasuk implies that for malchus you require muvchosh miker v'achech means muvchosh v'achech. What about by Eidus? Eidus, the Gemara asked the question. In order to be kosher Eidus, you have to have Eidus at the Yochel HaZima. And the Pasuk says, regarding HaZom, Vasis Melech, Kasher Zomam La'asais, Li'ochid. Hinek Shekarana B'yochid. So it does mean his brother. What, the witness testified false testimony against his brother? It's kosher Eidus, he can't. It doesn't mean brothers. It means whatever it's supposed to mean. So Li Reb Yude, it's Prat Levit, but according to the Rabbanon, the Rabbi says Levit. That's a Mishnah in Shvos Eidus. Shvos Eidus and the Heges Bavadim. It's a Mishnah that an Eved is postulated. So what are the Rabbanim going to do with the Mishnah? They also agree. So the Gemara says, no. I know that an Eved Knaini is postulated based on a Kal Vachomer from Isha. A whole Yalfusa that being one has. What's the upshot of the whole Yalfusa? That only such people are kosher ladies if they're mechuyev in all the mitzvahs. If you're not mechuyev in all the mitzvahs, a nochri, Pasha Pshadim, a nochri is not kosher ladies. A nochri is not mechuyev in all the mitzvahs. Eved Knaini is not mechuyev in all the mitzvahs. An isha is not mechuyev in all the mitzvahs. A ganef is mechuyev in all the mitzvahs, but he doesn't keep all the mitzvahs. Or a mechal Shabbos, or one who eats treif is mechuyev in all the mitzvahs, doesn't keep them all. So in order to be kosher ladies, you have to be mechuyev in all the mitzvahs and keep all the mitzvahs. If you're either not mechuyev in all the mitzvahs, and you're not observant at all the mitzvahs, then you're not kosher ladies. That's how we established. And the Eved Knaini is postulated as Lucholadis, but not Mukhiv in all the mitzvahs. So we pointed out there's really a big machloikis, a Rishonim. The Gemara has a machloikis, Abai Barab, it's a historical machloikis, Abai Barab. It's one of the six cases of the Al Kagam where the Psak is like Abai. The machloikis is what's the din of a Mumar Oichon Nevelis Lahachis? Is it postulated or not? Mumar Oichon Nevelis Lateyavan, if he doesn't keep kosher because it's too expensive, so he means that he knows kashrus is the right way to go. But he compromises his principles of kashas because of money, because of chemdas on mammon. So then we have to be afraid. He may give eight a sheker also. If they'll pay him enough bribe, so he'll give eight a sheker as well. So whenever there's a chashash m'shaker, everybody agrees. Bein labai, bein larob, everybody agrees that the rosh is postulated, the person is postulated. Shabbos, what if the person is he's a reformed Jew? He doesn't never compromises on his principles, but he doesn't have so many principles. Mm-hmm. Honesty, integrity, honesty in business, never tells a lie, delivers on time. All the mitzvahs that he holds from, he never compromises on it. Pays his taxes, everything. But Shabbos and Kashrus, Taurus HaMishpacha, he's not compromising on his principles. He doesn't believe in Torah Minas Shemayim, whatever. He doesn't keep the mitzvahs, not because he's compromising on his principles. They're not from his principles. So that's a machlokes Abayi v'Rav. So Rav holds it's kosher late. The Gemara shows that it's a machlokes Tanoim. Rav holds that it's kosher late. And we paskin, that's one of the six cases, that's the mem of Yalka Kamu, Morech, and the Be'elos Lachis. We paskin like Abayi that it's kosher late. So there's a deal in Achreinim, a major deal in Achreinim. Lefi Psak HaLocha, the Kaimol on HaLocha Kabaye, that even the Mumma Lachis is also postulatus. Is that the same as Mumma LeTeyovayim? Is postulatus because there's Chashash Meshaker? Or is this a Gzeres HaMelech? Despite the fact that there's no Chashash Meshaker, he's still postulatus. What's a Nafkamina? So there are several Nafkaminas. So the main Nafkamina HaLocha LeMaisa is, would it be acceptable for Aguna, for Eidus Isha? Minat Torah, you have to have two kosher Eidim to be Matam and Aguna, so they have to be Anoshim or Anoshim, and they can't be Krovim, and they can't be Avodim, has to be kosher Eidim. Adobe should be ever, Nishne Eidim. But when the Rabbanon, they were Mekel and they allowed us to be Matir and Aguna based on an Erechot. Once they said Erechot is good, so an Erechot, there's no requirement that it has to be Ksherim. So women are good, and Krovim are good, and everything goes. But nonetheless, if the fellows are Russia, a Gazlan Shal Torah, so the Gemara says at the end of the first parak of Rosh Hashanah, a Gazlan Shal Torah is Pasulei Nesisha. Why is that so? Because a Gazlan Shal Torah is Pasul L'Shaker. So how can you take his word for anything? Maybe he's telling us a lie. So that was the big deal that the Achreinim had. What if he's a Russia Delav De Chamas? He's a reformed Jew. Not that he compromises on his principles. When it comes to Shabbos Kashrus and Taras HaMishpacha, that's not one of his principles. So we say he's still postulatus. So do we say because he violates Shabbos Kashrus Taras HaMishpacha, he's choshev l'shaker, and you can't even accept his testimony in the area of Aguna? Or do you say no, he's not choshev l'shaker? It's Gzeres HaKosav. Like Kroivim is just Gzeres HaKosav. So that's a big issue. Whether a mumer, a lahachis, a rasha, the lav the chamos is neman by Eidus Isha or not? Bottom line, we're Mekel. Throughout all the generation, we're always Mekel, especially now in the Israeli army. Unfortunately, people are always killed. And then a lot of times, the only one who are in the war, a lot of times the only one who's going to testify is an Edechot who's not at all a religious person. So if he's a gangster, if he's not honest in business, so we have to be concerned. Maybe he's telling a lie just to make the wife happy. Maybe he'll compromise on his principles of honesty for some ulterior motive. He wants to make the wife happy. But if he is an honest person, the only thing is that he's not religious, so is he choshev l'shaker or not? So we assume that he's not choshev l'shaker. So that's the pashtus of the Gemara is like that, because the Gemara says that all of these people have one thing in common, the Isha, the Eved Knaini, the Kotten, and the Rasha, all four have one thing in common. They're not mechuyif to observe all the mitzvahs, or they don't bepoil mamish, they don't observe all the mitzvahs. Whoever is not mechol mitzvahs is not kosher leitz. When it comes to edus, yeah. So why did the Gemara mix in Russia? Russia is possible edus because of hashash meshaker. So you see, from the Gemara, they're talking about two different Russias. A Russia the chamas because of hashash meshaker. Russia the love the chamas is because he's not b'chol ha-mitzvahs. That's a Gzeres HaMelech, the Gemara calls it. Kroivim apostolatus, that's a Gzeres HaMelech. And a Gazon Shalter is apostolatus because of Chashash Meshakim. So our Gemara says that a Rasha is apostolatus because ain't a b'chol ha-mitzvahs, that seems to be referring to a Rasha d'lav d'chomer. So there is no Chashash Meshakim, but he's apostolatus because ain't a b'chol ha-mitzvahs. There's a famous line in the Rambam. It happens to be in Hilchos Eidos. The Rambam says that a shaita l'davar echad is a shaita l'chal ha'tera kulu. It is a shaita. Let's say a guy, he likes tefillin every day, he davens, he's married, he has children, everything, he does business, big businessman. He's convinced that he's a Toscanini. Or he's convinced that whatever he is, I don't know. She's convinced that she's Cleopatra. Everything else is normal, except for one thing, mamish, mamish, shigas. Everything else, the person functions normally. Because that person has a status, and they do mekechememka. They sell, they buy. So do you say he's a, la bardas? Or you say, no, he's a bardas. Say he's a bardas. So the Rambam, that's called shaita l'davarecha. It's a shaita l'davarecha. Sometimes you have a shaita. A guy's walking naked in the street and saliva is falling out of his mouth and he doesn't know what city, he doesn't know whether it's day or night, he doesn't know what's going on. So that's a shaita. Another guy's a shaita, he's depressed and he lays in bed all day long. He doesn't know what's going on. So he doesn't know what's going on. That's a shaita for everything. But sometimes you have a shaita very focused. Shaita l'davarecha. Just only one thing. Yeah. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Eidos that a shaita l'davarecha, cher shaita b'kata pasal eidos. And he says, not only a shaita walking naked in the street with the saliva rolling out of his mouth, even a shaita l'davarech is also dina k'shaita. So this issue is a big machlokes. What's the din? So Moshe Feinstein writes that it was one of his favorite shuvos. He had a case where he was misader a get. It was in the month of Iyar. It's a shaila. Classically, traditionally in Europe, they would avoid writing a get in Iyar. Because there's a shaila where they write year with 1 year or with 2 years. So they would avoid writing a get in year. And it was on Erev Shabbos, it says L'chatchili shouldn't be Mesader a get on Erev Shabbos, it's like Din Nefashos. So it was such a big Shas Hadchak, he was makel to be Mesader a get on Erev Shabbos. And a few other issues were involved. So the main issue was that the man was absolutely crazy. He thought he was Mashiach. Everything else he functioned normally, but he was convinced he was Mashiach. And you know and I know that he wasn't Mashiach. Okay, we all know he's not Mashiach. So the shaila was, is he a bardas enough to give a get to his wife? It could be that at the time that he got married, he thought he was Mashiach also. So the kiddushin samimarashak. Either if he's a bardas for the kiddushin, a bardas for the get. And if he's not a bardas for the get, he's not a bardas for the kiddushin either. But the whole concern is maybe at the time that he got married, maybe at that time he thought he was not Mashiach. Maybe only now he thinks he's Mashiach. So for years the guy thought he was Mashiach. So Moshe whispered into his ear when he was giving the get, right before he gave the get, do you still think that you're Mashiach? So he said, yes, I do, but what can I do? Nobody believes me. I don't tumble anymore about that. So Moshe was makel that this absolute sheer crackpot can give a get to his wife. How can that be? So he says, because the Rambam said he functions, he knows marriage to us, he understands everything. There's one mishigas, one little joke he has in his head. He thinks he's Mashiach. So the Rambam only, that's called Shaita l'davarecha, it's Dinik Shaita l'chalta kula. So he says, the Rambam only wrote it in Hilchos Eidos, it's only a din in Hilchos Eidos, not a din in chalta kula. A Shaita is possible l'Eidos, goes ain't b'chol ha-mitzvos. The Gemara says, cotton. The Gemara puts together cotton, akum, the Gemara never says akum, places throws in akum. Cotton, isha, akum, rasha, dalav, dechamos. Right. Well, the ganef is and the Ebekanayim, all of these people are put together because einam b'chol ha-mitzvos. Either they're not believing all the mitzvos or they don't observe kol ha-mitzvos. So Moshe says that if a person is a shaita of the davar echad, he's going to be potter for some mitzvah or another. He's going to be potter from that mitzvah that is in that area. The only shaila is he a bardas? Another answer, Rav Moshe says, in all the areas where he's a bardas, he's good, he's a bardas. In the one area where he's a shaita, he'll be potter from that mitzvah. So Rav Moshe says, the only time the Rambam says, dinik shaita, is in Hilchos Eidos, because the Rambam holds that the mitzvahs are one big package deal. Either yimuchiv in all the mitzvahs, yimuchiv in all mitzvahs. So since the one is a shaita, the davar echad, will behechreach be potter from that one mitzvah that he's a shaita for, so the mele is potter from all the other mitzvahs, and the mele is potter l'Eidos. Because you only kosher l'Eidos if yesh the mechol ha-mitzvahs. That's the gist of our sugya. But he says, if such a person considered the Sheikh the Labar Das, that his Mekach HaMemker is no good, that his Gittin Kedusha no good, he says, no, his Gittin Kedusha will be good, he's considered a Bar Das. That's what Moshe says. Moshe quotes that one of the early Rachrayim from the 1500s, the Ma'arit, I think, writes like that. Most told, not like Rav Moshe, most told, in fact, is a tshuva who writes that Loshen, I forgot it, one of the later Achrayim, one of the tshuva svarim from in between the First World War and the Second, one of the Galatian Achrayim writes like that. He writes a Loshen, it's so obvious, not like Rav Moshe, he says, Kol bar be'rav dechad yoyma. A bachur who learned in yeshiva for one day knows that this is not correct. What Rav Moshe, he lived before, he died before Rav Moshe was born. So he says, a bachur learned in yeshiva one day, kol bar be'rav dechad yoyma, knows that that's not correct. That the guy's a sheitel of davar echad. Of course he's a sheitel. Of course it's dinik sheitel. We don't just say that with respect to the things that the sheitel understands is considered a bar das. The only with respect to the things that he doesn't understand is considered a labar das. Rav Moshe claimed, no, the only place where the Rambam wrote that is only in Hilchas Seidus, and that's because of a new klal. The Shoyter of Davar Echad is potter from that mitzvah, but he's a Shoyter. Maybe he's potter from all the mitzvahs. Either you're chayv and all, you're potter from all. Whoever's not chayv and all the mitzvahs, ain't him b'chol ha-mitzvahs. So that's why you're posolatus, based on this limud in the Gemara. Tosfos on the Daf points out, on Peches and Manal points out, that Rashi, Perakama de Gittin, seems to say, sounds like he's saying that a Nochri is kosher le'edus. A Nochri is only pasal le'edus by Gittin the Kiddushin, because Eina B'Torah's Gittin Kiddushin, you're pasal le'edus. We had, the Gemara has, in order to serve as a Shliach, you have to be Yeshna B'Torah's. In order to serve as a kosher aid, you have to be Yeshna B'Torah's. So Nochri, my Eina B'Torah's Gittin the Kiddushin, so they're pasal le'edus by Gittin the Kiddushin. But indeed in Mominus, Rashi seems told they would be kosher le'edus, unless they're Rishoyim. If I violate Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpach, I'm postulated. So if he violates any one of his Sheva Mitzvahs, B'nefer, he's postulated. Okay? So if he's a Ganav, so he's postulated. So if he's an Elch HaGoy, the Rashi seems to hold that indeed in Mominus, he would be Koshulated. Only postulated in Gittin Kedushin, because ain't a B'tor. So Tosfos says, U'shmaitin lo nuchon chohachi. Our Gemara seems to contradict what Rashi said. Our Gemara, the long limud of this whole long Kavachimer, Ainam b'chol ha-mitzvahs. If in every knayin is postulated, because he doesn't have all the mitzvahs, so Akum, who's missing more mitzvahs than every knayin, is for sure postulated. The pashtus is like the tesis. Then we didn't review the main big topic, but we just started. We never really got too far into it. The machlokes of Yechonah Mishlokish on Peches and Beis regarding kinyan peres ki kinyan agup dami lav kinyan ruknam. It's also historical, famous historical machlokes. This is there on Peches and Beis, refers you to Yevam Islam and Vav. Yevam Islam and Vav, Rabbi says, whenever there's a dispute between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish, the consensus in the later generations was Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish were the first generation of Amoraim. Rabbi was a few generations after them. Rabbi lived in Bavel, so Rabbi says the consensus always was in favor of Rabbi Yochanan's opinions against Rabbi Shlokish, except for three cases where we pass like Rabbi Shlokish. This is one of the three. A Kinyan Peres is Lav Ki Kinyan Agufdom. So Tosfos has the famous Kasha. The next Tosfos, Busha Hiskinu. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he thinks the Kinyan Peres is Ki Kinyan Agufdom. And the one who has the Kinyan Peres prevents the Bala Kinyan Aguf from being able to sell what he needed, Takona Susha. Usha is kinu that the wife cannot sell nichsim alul. Of course she can't sell. The husband has the kinyan peres. Kinyan peres ki kinyan aguf dami. He has the shame bialim. So she doesn't have the shame bialim on her own property. So of course she can't sell the nichsim alul. So what did he need a takona of the later tanoi? So they refer you on the side to the different tesis and the different mesichtas where they talk about this kasha. So we said over two of the other terutzim. He said, oh, but one teretz is that Bulusha Hiskinu doesn't mean a takana with the Rabbana. Sometimes you have a takana means Dorish v'Hiskin. The Bezdin was in Usha, that's one of the Esa Golish of Balsa Sanhedrin. They were Mevara this din, and they were Mefarsim, that is the din. But it's really a din deraisa, it's not a din de Rabbana. Because Kinyan Peris is Lav Ki Kinyan Aguf Dami. According to Rabbi Yechon, Kinyan Peris is Ki Kinyan Aguf Dami, so that's what the Bezdin said, that the Isha cannot sell because Kinyan Peres is Kinyan Aguf. Now that's what Rabbi Yechonah would say. that Busha Iskina just means they're mefarsim the din. And then we said another answer that appears in the Tosfos, this they don't even refer you to on the side. There's a Tosfos in Yesh Noichlin. The Tosfos gives another answer on the Kasha in Bola Basra, that the Kinyan Peres that the Baal has, it's in contradiction to our Gemara. Our Gemara considers the Baal's ability to eat Peres Nitzim Aluk like a regular setup of Kinyan Peres Kinyan Aguk. Tosfos in Bola Basra and Yesh Noichlin writes that the husband's right to eat Peres Nitzim Aluk is less than Kinyan Peres. Even if Rabbi Yechana holds in general, Kinyan Peres Kinyan Aguk Dami, by the husband's chusei peris and the nitzim alug, it's less. It's not kinyan peris, only a schus peris. So that requires much more elaboration. Okay. So try to chazver everything. The bechina is supposed to take place tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, in the classroom. Okay. You didn't learn so much. It's too much. I call